Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Welcome to Las Vegas, baby. We taking over.
Miss Heyman.
Mr. Vegas. You are Mr. Las Vegas.
I'm taking every fucking shit. They want me there.
CBV presents a ring walk with Danny.
Ring walk, Danny.
Daniel. Owen Bell. Only in America.
Because I fight for the people. I go for you and you and you. All these beautiful kids this year.
We turn a TBV into the hot 9-7 of boxing.
Keep talking some faith.
You already know this is the fight I'm pulling out. Chicago, we in here.
Man.
From the cotton fields of Alabama to the casinos of Las Vegas. Mama, I made it.
Ruta! We up early, baby. The grind don't stop. Gilly the Kid ain't gonna be the only one around here doing big shit.
You are now locked into the Boxing Voice live from Las Vegas with Nesta Gibbs and Ringwalk Danny. This message was brought to you by SDS Promotions.
It's cool to shoot them bullets. How do you want to defend yourself when them bullets coming back?
Popular and acclaimed defending WBA lightweight champion of the world.
If it was the streets, these niggas would bend smoke. Pack all the whole group up. Pack them up and get them the fuck out of boxing.
Haney, Cambosis, one of those folks, maybe Garcia.
All them guys is easy work. They're easy work, man. I'm the top dog.
It's a hard-hitting young star of boxing. Three-division world champion.
Still, I'm much more skilled than Smelly. I stand on that. I'm much more skilled.
Come on, this is what happened, man. I'm whipping that ass. I'm going to see him hold the belt. I whip his ass for free.
The defending world champion from Baltimore, Maryland.
We from the city. You know what was happening within the city.
It's TheBoxingVoice.com.
Javonte. Tank Davis!
SDS Promotion.
I remember walking in Mayweather gym, he's sitting on the couch, I told him a bum ass fighter. He ain't say nothing, not one word. He got a furrow and it's 80 degrees.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another edition. I do apologize for the late start, but for whatever reason, as many times as we've tried to start Discord, Twitter Spaces, that's just not working. So I don't know what is going on. But, yeah, it looks like we already joined by our first guest, Mia Ellis, who is calling in. So we're going to go ahead and get that started. Buenos dias, Danny.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, good morning.
How are you, man?
Sensational, man. You know, Hardin got me feeling nice and groovy.
I see.
You know, my body is being fitted by this very premium cotton brought to you by FTWR.
Yeah, shout out to them. It looks like Mia is here. Good morning, Miss Ellis. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Happy to have you. So you are the daughter of Coach Kenny Ellis, I'm assuming. Yeah, I think there's a delay. Did you say anything? I didn't hear you.
I said yes.
Okay. Okay. So when did you get started in the sport?
I've been boxing my whole life. I started in the basement. As long as I can remember, I've been boxing.
So did you always know Was it, and would you say your dad kind of pushed that on you, or would you say that it was something natural because of what your dad, you know, obviously with your dad training?
It was something natural because that was just something that I was always around. I always was with my father. I always went to the gym with him. And one day he put me in the ring, and he thought I was going to quit, but I liked it, so I stayed with it.
Coach Kenny, great to have you as well. I see you caught that last question. I'm curious, how much did you push boxing on your daughter, and how much or how little did you actually want her to fight?
Good morning, man. It's a pleasure to be on. Actually, I didn't push it on her at all, and it was a choice that she made. You know, I always tell her she don't have to do it because, you know, boxing is a tough sport, man, and to this day, I tell her, you know, you do not have to do boxing. You do, as long as she's doing something positive, I'm good. But it's something that she fell in love with. And her, my two oldest daughters, they grew up around boxing. My oldest daughter, she used to train and spar, but she never, you know, wanted to compete. My middle daughter, she loved boxing, but she never trained. She never sparred. She just watched all of the fights. But for some reason, Mia wanted to put the gloves on. And, you know, me knowing the ins and outs about boxing, and I said, as long as I'm watching over, I'm cool with it, you know? And I never thought she would turn pro, but just in case, I kept everything. I kept footage. I kept articles and stuff, you know, just in case she turned pro. But I remember when she was young, she said she wanted to be a world champion. So it's my job to guide her to the world title, you know?
Absolutely, especially being in the position that you've been in. Coach, I got to ask, I'm curious, at what age did you know, right? Because, you know, unique situation where you're not just the trainer, but you're the father as well. So you get, you know, to see her in all aspects. At what point did you know, like, she's serious and this is, this is a road that we've chose?
It's crazy because I tell people all the time, when Mia was born, she came home 2 days old, and I would study fight tapes every night, man, VHS, YouTube. However, I would always watch fights, and I would cradle Mia. You know, Mia was in my arms while Mom was upstairs recovering. We watched fights every night. I'm talking from the day she came at 2-3 days old.
Mm.
And Mia got like 5 or 6 months. Even before she started talking, she was indicating that she wanted to watch boxing by grabbing the VHS, putting it in the VCR, telling me to turn it so she can watch it. She would fall asleep, man, watching videotapes. Sometimes she would go down from upstairs down to the basement in the dark, get a cassette tape, bring it back upstairs so she can watch fights. She started walking.
I'm sorry. No, I was going to ask, was there any particular fighter that she enjoyed watching during this VHS era?
Listen, at that time, she would watch anything. She would just watch boxing, period. When she got about 6 or 7 months, started walking. Before she started walking, though, she would flick her arms in my lap, you know, indicating that she wanted to see boxing because she couldn't talk. She was just flicking. I knew what she was saying. Then when she started walking, I put socks on her hands and started teaching her the basics, man. She was in Pampers. And that's what got us here today, you know what I mean? She was 3 years old, man. I'd be at all the local fights, man, and Mia would be the only baby in the house sitting up watching live boxing at a casino somewhere. At Jake the Snake, at any boxing, any local show, and
right.
She would not fall asleep. She watched the first fight to the last fight and would not doze off. And she was 3 years old. People thought I was crazy for having a baby out there late, but she was with her dad, so I'm good with it. I love having my kids with me, man. You know?
No, absolutely. Mia, I got to ask, are you still like that, where you're watching all the fights? Are you still as devoted, I guess, as a boxing fan, you know, do you still watch boxing that much?
Yeah, I was watching fights last night, you know, studying old fights from the 1990s and stuff like that. So, yeah, I ain't fall off from watching fights.
Who have you been watching lately? Who have you been studying lately?
Yesterday I was watching Fennell Whitaker.
Sweet Pea.
Roy Jones. You know, the old school fighters, because a lot of people don't know that style. Everybody trying to do this new style that's going around, so I like the old stuff.
What's the new style?
Yeah, I was just about
what's
to
the
ask
new
you,
style
what's the new
yeah,
style?
Yeah, what's the new style going around?
For one, everybody trying to do that shoulder roll like Floyd. That's not something everybody can do. That's something that man perfected. No, that's something he can do perfect. Everybody can't do that. But that's them. I just worry about myself.
So I wanted to ask, obviously.
Go ahead, Coach. I'm sorry.
Last night, a lot of times when I send me a fight, she might not know who the fight is, but last night I sent her, I think it was Milt McCoy and Mike McCallum.
The body snatcher.
You know, two rangy fighters in the jab. Then I sent her Vernon Forrest, and she watched Vernon Forrest and Shane Mosley. I was just showing how Vernon Forrest was dropping that right hand over and over, because Mia got a nice strong right hand, and we working on the right hand and a jab as well. But then last week we watched Larry Holmes, how he used his jab. So we be watching different things with different fighters.
So Mia, I wanna ask about that one loss, because obviously you having a high profile father and coach. You know, your publicist promotes you as Tank's sister. I wasn't expecting to see the loss on that record. I want you to just tell us what happened and why you think that went that way.
I was going through a lot that day. I had lost a family member 2 days before the fight. I didn't want to pull out the fight because that's not something I do. So I let my pride get in the way. So I still got to fight. I had people coming to see me fight. So I still went on the fort, even though I knew my mentor wasn't there. But I know now not to do that again.
Now, I was there for that, Coach Kenny. If I remember correctly, you did not want your daughter to fight, or am I mistaken?
I didn't want her to fight. I asked, and she said she wanted to do it. But no excuses, man. We cried, man. We cried the night before. My nephew died, man. He died the day before the fight. We cried all the way to the ring. We cried after the fight. We went back to the hotel. We cried a month later. We still cried. But it was a hurt piece, man. When Mia got in that ring, she didn't have any legs when she got up on the ring. But nobody knew it. She didn't have nothing, man. She was just going through the motions. We from a close-knit family, man. And when my nephew passed away, man, my brothers, my sisters, my aunts, my cousins, everybody was devastated.
Could you only know? Imagine.
And we still pushing through it, man. And we, this fight coming up, we're going to dedicate this fight to my nephew.
From that fight, it seems like she's moved down since. Was the weight also? No?
No, what happened is, Mia fight at 130 pounds, but she always weighed in between 26, 28, 29. She never really weighed in at 30. For that particular fight, Mia went up to 132. We drank a lot of water and stuff, and the other girl was fighting at 35, so she can't. No, she was fighting at 40. So she came down to 35. So Mia wasn't really a lightweight. You know, right now, we few weeks out from the fight, and Mia probably weighing 135, 136. She hadn't even started cutting weight yet. Mm. So we went up in weight to fight. The girl was shorter, but she was heavier. You know, no excuses, but to stay busy, you know.
But those are the money divisions. So are you in a dilemma here where, you know, that is the money division, but she isn't a 35-pounder, or do you build her up?
I mean, if you think about it, though, this big fight's 26 to you know, honestly, 47 for the women.
We can make 26, but I think she's comfortable. But 130. As time go on, you know, when you get older, you get a little heavier. She will eventually move up to be a solid 135, and eventually move up to 140 as she gets more closer to 30 years old. You know, that weight comes with time, but right now she's making 125, 130 pounds real easy.
So yeah. What is the plan for her, Coach?
This is the route we're taking. A lot of young people, when you turn in pro, I stress it all the time. If you're 17, 18 years old, 19 years old, take four, more rounds, more money. You take four rounders. After four rounders, you go to 4 6-rounders. This is Mia's third 6-round coming up. She got one more 6-rounder. That's going to make 4. Then she go to 4 8-rounders. After 4 8-rounders, you go to 10. Once you get, you can do 4 10s, but once you get 2 10s, 3 10s, you can go 12. Take your time and gradually build up. Don't rush it. We got one more 6-round after this one, and then we going to 8. If you don't get the rounds in the actual fight, make sure you get them in the gym with the sparring and the running. So when the time comes to do more rounds, you can do more rounds, because the more money, the more you get paid. And don't waste time.
Coach, how many rounds and how long of rounds is Mia sparring?
Right now, she sparring 8 to 10 rounds. Her last sparring session before we got to Florida, it was 10 rounds, 10 three-minute rounds.
And the 3 minutes, that's typical?
Well, in the actual fight, she fight. Women are fighting
2 minutes.
Two-minute rounds, but they just, some places allow women to fight 3, so if and when she fight 3-minute rounds, she will be ready.
Mia, what's your amateur background like?
I was, 20 and 4, I believe. Yeah, I was 20 and 4. I went to some tournaments, but I wasn't too big on USA Boxing tournaments. USA Boxing, they wanted me, but I ain't like the style that they taught.
And I was, can I speak on that?
Go for it.
It's the reason why I didn't let men go to those tournaments, because I've been around boxing for over 40 years, and I've been to the tournaments. I heard conversations, I seen cheat, and I refused to put my daughter in that situation. May have been in the boxing, she's been in the gym since she was 4 years old. I went to the 2012 Women's Olympic Trials with Tyresha Douglas. And when we got there, this was before the tournament started. It had championship night, Tyresha Douglas versus a Spanish girl. How do you have them posted fighting for the championship and the tournament didn't start yet? You understand what I'm saying?
Politics to sell tickets.
I went to the 2005 Masters, and I overheard a conversation. If Gary Russell, if it's a close fight, Gary Russell gets the win. This was before he even fight. Gary Russell didn't even hear this conversation, but it's not right.
Yeah.
I've seen a sponsor. I've seen a kid beat one of my kids because he was a relative of somebody sponsoring the tournament. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff that goes on. And then, last but not least, they teach a European style. They teach all the fighters this European style. We're not European. What do I want my daughter to fight a European style for? No offense to the European, but we're not European. We want to get down when the bell ring. We don't want to fight no certain style. You understand what I'm saying? So I kept my daughter in the gym. I put her in some tournaments when she was very small. She won the Golden Gloves when she was 14, but she got enough experience from being around for years. And right now, any of the girls that have been to the tournament that you know you see on TV, we can fight them. They can have 110 fights, 200 fights. Put us in there. You know what I'm saying? The same right hand that they can throw, the uppercuts that me can throw, the same punches with 24 amateur fights.
Yeah, Coach, but one can argue, obviously, you know, having that amateur background, it gets you more notoriety. It gets you, seen more by the promoters. They seek you out more. obviously, if you have success, you go to the Olympics. Now you're getting a bigger guarantee. You come in, you turning pro with more money.
But what I'm saying, it does not indicate if you can fight or not. This is fight business. You understand? I understand where you're coming from, and you're absolutely right. But me as a professional fighter, she's off to a great start, and her name is in the mix.
No, and yeah, obviously,
you know what I'm saying?
No, absolutely. And I was going to say, obviously, you're the one that's, you know, been in the business. But for the people watching, I just wanted them to, you know, understand why it is you chose that route. Because, we've seen plenty of fighters who have gone that independent route who didn't necessarily take, the Olympic route or what have you, that have, you know, plenty of success. So, you know, it was just interesting to see, but great perspective, obviously.
Coach and Mia, have you guys happened to watch someone in and around your division by the name of Beatriz Ferreira?
No, I haven't seen her yet. But we had a few phone calls for some girls in our division.
What, to fight them?
The Zone. We got a call from somebody on the Zone's team to fight Scott Nicholson.
I don't know.
Down because... Wait a minute. I turned down because I don't think it was a TV fight. If we ever fight somebody on that level with another promoter, that sound with another promoter, I want to be on TV. I want it to be seen because...
I would call him back because I'm pretty sure Sky's on TV.
Yeah, I was going to say...
She is now.
Oh, you mean back then?
I wanted to be seen on the big screen. You know what I'm saying? And we got a fight a few months ago. I turned it down with Heather Harvey. She was 20. I think she's 21 or 22.
You said no to Heather? Heather? Oh, whoa.
Yes.
Hold up, coach. Hold up. So you want to develop her first. That's what it is. You're not ready to take the leash off because Heather Hardy is old. And no disrespect to Heather. I love her. I'm not trying, but you know, she's old and she's worn, like she's worn. What's that girl, Vincent, whatever, they got like a trilogy, like, and every fight she gets bloody. Like,
think about her war with Serrano. She had
no
a bloody
way war. It's not more skillful, like, and all you got to do is this, because she don't move her head.
You didn't hit me out. Listen, Mia has five fights at the time. Heather Hardy is a former world champion, and they want us to fight 8 rounds for $5,000. We're not thirsty. Not saying we wouldn't have took the fight, but come on. $5,000?
Nah, I hear you.
You get in there with a former world champion for $5,000.
Nah, listen.
One of y'all. What are y'all doing?
No, look, we have a smoker show, and they said for me to fight, I'm like, yo, I need at least $10,000. Like,
this guy's crazy.
Yo,
but
I'm
Mia,
a public figure. I need $10,000.
I understand you. I understand you. Believe me, I do. I'm just saying, though, you know,
she probably could have been
picked off, and that would have put your name out there. Like,
what I'm saying, she got $5,000 for a 4-rounder, man. I'm not gonna get in the ring 8 rounds with a former.
So that was Lou. Did Lou offer that, or she not with Lou no more?
I don't know who it was, but
no, his name wasn't Lou.
Well, I mean, her promoter at the time was Lou DiBella is what I thought. But that, wow, that's interesting. See, women get so many opportunities so soon.
But what happens, man? Word get around, I took that fight for $5,000, and everybody expect me to take it for $5,000.
Coach,
come on.
No,
come on.
I ain't mad at you. And the reason I ain't mad at you is because Jessica McCaskill, when she first got offered the Cecilia fight,
mm-hmm.
Bro, they offered – that was the last HBO event. Bro, they offered peanuts.
But you talk about an undisputed champ. You can't compare undisputed champ to a former champ that's on her last
exactly.
leg.
So Mia technically had less to gain from that.
No, you wrong. Bro.
A shot at all the belts.
Hold on. Let me explain. Heather Hardy is the equivalent of a Shane Mosley when Canelo fought him, bruh. Heather is somebody in women's boxing. She'll be in the fucking history books.
But listen, it's more to it than that. Every time a fighter step in the ring, man, we don't know if it's their last time stepping in that ring or not. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's why it would have been better for Heather, cause for you to get Heather, because you're the youthful. You're the, but I get it. We passed that. I'm just saying it was an opportunity, though, to get a former world champ and you a younger fighter. That's kind of what happens in boxing. That's how they do it. They set it up like that all the time, you know. So Lopez, he just fought Cody Crowley, former world champ, up-and-coming fighter. That's how it goes. That's the story of boxing.
But we getting our numbers up, man, and more opportunities will come. And when our numbers are up and the price is right, it's a fight. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it sounds like you want her to develop, though, because we was just talking about that. I'm so glad to have a trainer that actually is doing that. Everybody is on this fast-track Lomachenko thing. You know, you look at Stevenson, he was already a multiple division champ by under 15 fights. But that's the way that you're doing it is the way that it used to be done. Four of
exactly.
each before you take off the leash.
We legit, we're just having
a discussion because
yeah.
it's like you don't see that anymore. You see guys skipping six rounders, going straight to a 10 maybe.
And I think a lot of that too is, you know, I think fighters see the money that Floyd make and they want to, I feel like, I truly believe a lot of fighters want to get to that quickly. And they don't develop.
They rush it, man. They rush it. And you can't do that.
Yeah, we don't fuck with them Russians. You know, they just had Brittany Griner and shit. We don't fuck with them Russians.
But, Coach, it seems like you don't have an issue in her fights. I mean, obviously, it looks like you guys took off for COVID, but she had three fights in 2022, and I'm assuming she's going to be on the tank undercard, correct?
Yeah, she's on tank undercard. Anyway,
Seven,
and then she's fighting again on Garcia, Ryan Garcia on the card.
Okay, okay. So, do you have an opponent, Mia, for January 7th?
Yes, I'm actually fighting the girl that I was supposed to fight on the Rolly undercard.
Okay.
The girl I fought, the girl that I lost to, that's not who I was supposed to fight. We had a match for that already, but some stuff had happened in the paperwork. And it didn't happen, so I'm actually fighting the girl that I was supposed to fight.
So how short notice was that last girl?
It was like
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the weight class was different, too, but then we had the tragedy in the family, man. That was the hurt piece.
Mia, what did you learn from that? Because if your father didn't want you to take the fight and you chose, you know, to do your own thing, I'm not saying that you were wrong, but coming out of that, how are you feeling? And I don't know, are you going to maybe listen to your dad on certain advice in the sport more?
Yeah, like I said before, I know not to go in a ring when I know my mental's not right. I know not to do that again. So that was something I learned for that.
So we got some questions from the people. Ruben 504 says, do you have any interest in a rematch with – I'm not even going to try.
Oh, yeah.
We just had that conversation yesterday. After we fight this fight, if the girl is interested, we're going to shoot it at her, you know, to come in and rematch for the belt.
And, Coach,
what
do you think you would get out of that? Is it good for your daughter's mentality? Because, I mean, it's not like the girl is known. It's not like she's undefeated. Why revisit it? I mean, Abner Mars never went back and forth. Johnny Gonzalez, who's a world champ and actually knocked him out. Why do you feel the need to want to revisit it?
Because we know that night that we wasn't 100%. But the viewers don't know. Some of them know, you know, but a lot of people just don't know. And we want to go in there 100% mentally, you know?
So it looks like our live chat is very interested in, since you didn't want the fight for $5,000, what did she make in her last fight? But I think you said you were already making $5,000 for four-round fights is what you said.
Exactly. And I'm not going to go in a ring going backwards, you know, five grand for eight, the more rounds, the more money. And a lot of fighters don't understand that, man. You're putting in work, you know. It's a raise on the job.
For sure.
If you're doing more on your job, a regular job, you want more money, right?
No, and then I think on top of that, too, you know, certain fighters, they may take that chance because they look at it as their only opportunity, but I feel like you being in a sport, you able to kind of guide her. I mean, we talking about it now, how you guys are doing it the traditional old school way, you know, 4-4 rounders, 4-6 rounds, so on and so forth.
I mean,
so,
on top of that, though, you know, who you are and who she's with, you don't really have to take those, you know.
It wasn't for a belt.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it, because Heather won't be on a tank undercard. So, you know, you don't need the Heather Hardy fight. Like, Mia's going to build her name on her own. But it seems like a good opportunity from the outside looking in, obviously. I got some more here from... I'm sorry?
Hey, did y'all see the press conference between Alicia Baumgartner and Mikaela Mayer?
Absolutely.
Mikaela Mayer kept on teasing because she didn't come to the amateur rankings. How can you beat me? You didn't do anything in the amateur, this and that. But what people fail to realize, every fighter has their own path. It has nothing to do with the amateur. I have something on my mind that pushed me hard that you never experienced. You know what I mean? My life, the way I came up, the struggle is might be what pushed me. Some people go through the amateurs just to get the experience, to learn how to develop as a fighter. You have men that's been in the gym since she was four. She already developed, even though she haven't been to the tournament. She got heart. When she was 8 years old, she was in front of a crowd of 250 people several times. She fought the main event on two pro cards, a pro-am card. When you got an 8-year-old kid in front of 250 people, that's equivalent to being in front of 16,000 people to an 8-year-old. When they look up and see all of them people, they don't know, an 8-year-old don't know 250 people. You understand what I'm saying? So when people say, oh, maybe I've been in front of a crowd. She's been in front of a crowd when she was a baby. She's good. She's ready. Time will tell, but we on a mission, man. And just all I can say to people, just watch.
Coach, you confusing me. You saying she's ready, but then you saying you want to give her four of each.
Because I'm still going to take my time with it. I'm not rushing, man. The numbers.
There's no need to rush. There's no need to rush.
No, and Mia, I'm not trying to rush you. I don't want you to leave this interview what's up with that dude. No, I'm just saying he is giving mixed signals by saying you're ready, which means, you know, for boxing fans, when you say someone's ready, they ready for a world title. They ready for a champ. They ready for the next level. Like, that's how we interpret that.
The sound fight, you have to, the numbers have to look good. Everything has to look good to make people say, oh, dang, this is a good fight. You know what I'm saying? So we taking our time, man. And then when people don't like the way you do things, it make them want to see it even more. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't, again, I want to reiterate, I don't mind the slow route. You're only 22. Women are peaking like heavyweights in their 30s. So, like, for you to develop in your 20s and then, you know, 26, 28, get that leash cut off and attack these women,
shit,
you'll still be younger than them.
I want
to
say.
Not saying we're going to go all the way to 26, 28 before I cut a leash. I didn't say that.
No, I know you didn't. I know you did. I mean, you know, but I do want y'all to check out Beatriz Ferreira because she's in your division.
I did see her. She fought 2 weeks ago.
Twice.
She fought the girl from the zone.
Yes, from Rio, from Brazil.
Yeah, I watched it.
She's nice.
Girl.
Yes.
Yeah, I like
She got two fights, right?
She just had two big wins, yes.
Yes, before the strong lady her debut
was a 6-round fight, I think. Look it up, please. With 3-minute rounds.
I've seen it.
Yeah, she all right.
Man, what's your thoughts on that? Because we was just at the WBC convention talking about the 3-minute rounds. I ain't gonna lie, I got up and I fought because they telling me women can't fight 3-minute rounds. But what the fuck they doing in the gym? Is they not sparring 3-minute rounds?
Mia just confirmed she sparred 3-minute rounds.
Then the sparring men most of the time. If you like that, if a woman is like that, every woman I've seen with hands sparring men in the gym.
Yeah, we sparring 3 minutes, 10 rounds. So I don't understand, like, what the problem is with that. But I see that they make it optionals in some places, so hopefully
yeah.
It's just a mandatory thing.
So for you, it's something that you told, haven't been able to do it yet, but you're absolutely open to fighting those 3-minute rounds.
Yeah.
What do you think your benefit is?
More time. Just get off what I got. You know, because prime example, the Serrano and Katie Taylor fight. I feel like if they had an extra minute in those rounds, Serrano could have, you know, got more off.
For sure.
Because it was times where Katie Taylor was getting saved by the bell, in my eyes.
When you say get...
Even with Clarissa Shields, man, she haven't knocked a lot of people out, but if it was 3-minute round, she would have more knockouts. Clarissa Shields,
that's kind
of... People knock you out later towards the end of the round. Clarissa Shields would have way more knockouts if she was fighting 3-minute round. But she'd be breaking the women down, man, but as soon as he break them down, the bell rings.
It looks like, at least from the WBC convention, it looks like we're going to get 12 rounds before we get the 3-minute round.
Yeah, so they'll probably give women, the WBC probably will sanction 12 2-minute
versus the 10 that they have now for title fights.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a start. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a start.
And that's what they said. But Marlon Esparza was at the helm of that, and she's already gotten the opportunity to fight both 2 and 3. And I just think more women need to be vocal but also come together, which is something that I think – you remember who brought that up on the panel? I don't want to take credit for it, but I think that you guys need to have your own summit, find out what you want to do as a whole, and then push that, because some girls want 12 rounds, 2 minutes. Some girls want 3-minute rounds, 10 rounds, you know?
Coach, and then...
I think...
Go ahead.
I think if two fighters agree to fight 3 minutes, they should have to fight in a state that allows the 3 minutes. You know what I mean?
The problem with that is obviously Tank is the main attraction. His undercard fights where he fights. So, and most women aren't the main event until they are Clarissa or Katie or Serrano.
Right.
So, I mean, when you're the main event, obviously we're hearing that Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano will be fighting in Ireland this time, which is crazy. What's your thoughts on that fight? Can Amanda get a win in enemy territory?
I think if it's 3-minute round, she can get the win.
Yeah. It got to be 3 minutes.
That first fight in the fifth round, if it was 3 minutes, she would have stopped Katie Taylor.
Mia, what's your thoughts on Katie Taylor as a fighter?
I like Katie Taylor, but in the future, I would like to, you know, be in the ring with a fighter before she, you know, retire or whatever. But she does for sure.
Yeah, I think I undervalued her until most recently. Like, she throws so many punches. That is not easy to do. You know, that's she's got a real professional fighter's tank, man. Yeah, she let those hands go, man. You know, and you got to admire that because it takes so much stamina to be in that type of shape to let those hands go from every bell to every bell. But I got another question here. Brandon in Houston says, did you hear about Team Combat League? Had a 126-pound division for women and playing well. Curious if you tried out.
That's boxing?
That.
Yeah, that's the thing Dewey Cooper's doing. It's called Team Combat League. It's only one round. But if you don't know about it, yeah, you're going it's not easy. To explain, but it doesn't go on your professional record. It doesn't go on your professional record. There is a 6-figure contract, though, Coach. It's starting in March. Believe me, fighters that you know have definitely tried out. Ken Porter had 3 of his fighters try out. I mean, very, very popular fighters have tried out because, you know, it's a lot of money for not fighting a 12-round fight. and a team sport where you might get a check because they paying you every 2 weeks, even if you don't fight, because they trying to make boxing into a team. So it'll be 12 rounds.
And
I think 24 fighters.
And you fight two rounds. So you'll fight like one round in the first half and then one round in the second half.
Yeah. They had tryouts all over the world.
They was in Baltimore.
Yeah, they had New York, Houston. It's gaining steam. You're going to see.
They've even added more cities now. They was just in San Antonio.
Yeah, they went back to San Antonio and L.A.
Yep.
I know Dewey Cooper. I'm surprised he didn't call me, but I'm going to reach out to him.
Yeah, you should. You should. You should, because they have not picked the teams. And, you know, we live streamed the Las Vegas event. Man, it was a lot of people there. Like, everybody was trying out.
Chop Chop Corley came out.
Chop Chop tried out, man, because I'm telling you, six figures to be on the bench. Like, some dudes, you know, professional fighters ain't getting paid every 2 weeks. And I think they said the minimum was going to be,
I think, 1,000 or some shit.
No, higher than that on a bi-weekly basis. I'm telling you, it was good money for bi-weekly, and you getting a check, and it don't go on your professional record. Shit. Didn't Rob try out too, Safar?
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of professionals tried out.
No, he ain't tried out, but he was there.
Okay. But, yeah, I don't want to take y'all down that road. We got another one here from Alejandro Vega in Florida. He says, have you sparred Tank before? Did he jump out before the end of the scheduled rounds? My best to you and your family. Have you sparred Tank? I'm sure he's worked with you, right?
Yeah, he worked with me. It ain't like, you know, full-blown.
Of course not.
Yeah. We work with each other.
Do you know Shadeja Green?
Shadeja.
Nah.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, no, she's not in your division. But she's been down like Philly and Baltimore for sparring every now and again. She has sparred
I heard that name before.
I think she sparred Boots and Julian Williams when she was out there.
What weight she fight?
668.
Yeah. I asked that because you said she sparred with Boots and she must be kind of big. Even though Boots could work with anybody, he'll work with a 106-pounder. He's a good person to work with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we
heard he was sparring a heavyweight yesterday or the day before. No, the day of the convention, actually.
I witnessed him spar a light heavyweight, cruiserweight. Boots putting in some serious work, man.
You talking about when he allegedly knocked out DeMond?
He never knocked
him out. Yeah, you know that's the rumor, right?
Yeah, it was good work. It's the idiot that was in our circle before. We pushed him out of our circle. When DeMond got ready to fight Belanga, he called permission in that state and said DeMond got knocked out because he was upset with us for pushing him out. But Boost is a good person. His dad is good. They fought about 8 good rounds. Nobody got knocked out. And the rumors started from – I don't want to put his name out there, but the dude is an idiot, man.
Okay. That definitely got out, man. I had interviewed DeMond, though, and I asked him. He said that wasn't true either.
No, and Boots will tell you himself that it wasn't true. His dad will tell you it wasn't true. But it's a clown that's running around dragging people's names because he's upset with us.
Coach, what happened with Cassius Chaney, man? He used to work with y'all. Now it's like he's not even fighting no more.
Sometimes people walk into your gym, sell you a dream, and you think it's grass green on the other side, you fall for the BS. He's a good dude, but, you know, he decided to go with some guys, and the dream that they were selling just wasn't true, you know. I wish him the best wherever he is, though, you know.
Yeah, man. You think he can still turn it around? He only suffered that one loss to George Aries from New York, Demetrius Salida fight, I believe, or Lou DiBella.
Yes, he can, with the right coaching and listening, he can do it. He can turn it around, for sure.
I got to ask, because he's in and around your weight class and obviously a zone fighter. Have either one of you ever seen Ramla Ali?
Hmm.
Yep, I've seen him. I'm watching him. Mia watched it a few times. Mia probably can't tell you exactly who she is, but then again, she might. But yeah,
I think I know who she is. She's the tall, slim one, right?
Yeah. Now listen, we'll fight them girls, man. But I want to be on TV.
No, you know she on
Rama
TV.
Rama Ali on TV.
She been on TV.
If the call comes, we're taking it, because a lot of times if we come in on a show and the other girl is tired, who's more, the game is wicked. They gonna favor the girl. They gonna cheat. They'll give it to you. But as long as the world sees it, I'm okay with it.
I
don't want to fight where the team where the world can't see it, and then you hear about the loss, but you really don't know what happened. So if we should lose and you can turn it on and watch it, say, damn, they robbed the shit out of me.
Nah, coach, let me tell you.
So hold on. Let me get your thoughts on Mia. Start with you on T.O. Sandor. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Who you thought won? What you think of that fight? Because, you know, I'm just bringing that up because your father said he would rather you fight on TV so the whole world could watch it in case any foul stuff happens. Obviously, there's some controversial shit going down in that fight.
That's the girl from
No.
Country, right?
No. I'm talking about Teofimo Lopez versus Sandor Martin last Saturday.
I don't see I think they really just try to keep Tio in the game. But like Devin Haney said, I don't think he's going to be the same no more.
I think Tio got to take care of some mental issues, man. I might be wrong, but something's not cooking upstairs with him right now. I thought he won the fight. He could have did better in the fight, but I thought he did enough to win. But the stiff competition at 140, he got a lot of things to work on, man.
Did you think that was an official second knockdown that they didn't give Sandor?
The first one was a knockdown, but the second one, it was iffy.
And why do you think it was iffy? Because obviously I seen something, but I don't want to lead the witness.
If I'm remembering correct, did his feet get caught up or something?
Nah, so I feel like he hooked him, but then he hooked him. He hooked him, but he had him behind the head, so he kind of pulled him. So I think that's why people...
Yeah, it was like a pull push or something, right?
Like a hook with where he hooked behind the head and you go with it. So, I think that's why people was okay with it. But, man, I thought the punch land.
It just like the fight a few weeks ago when the guy he didn't really get thrown out the ring.
You talking about Montana?
And
Sparks.
Yeah, he was more like get off me, but they made it look like he's like get out of here. But it happens in boxing, man. You know, It happens in boxing. But I thought T.O. did enough to win.
Okay, last one here, Mia, we got from Brandon. It says, since Coach Calvin got your dad to say it yet, oh, man. Since he got Coach Calvin got your dad to say it yesterday, he wants you to attempt to say, I watch Blue's Clues on YouTube drinking a Mountain Dew line. You don't got to say line. He just wants you to say, I watch Blue's Clues on YouTube drinking a Mountain Dew. And this is obviously because you're from Baltimore with the Q.
Yeah, hey, man, they think people from Baltimore can't say that because of the accent, but I said it yesterday.
Can you say what?
She practiced it.
I watch Blue's Clues. What else? About drinking Mountain Dew?
No, I watch Blue's Clues on YouTube drinking a Mountain Dew.
I watch
Blue's Clues on YouTube drinking a Mountain Dew.
I got one for you, man.
Yo, it's not my question. That's my producer getting me in trouble. I don't even like that question.
This for the producer. The seashells at the seashore.
Oh, yeah, that's an old one. That's hard, but you got to say it three times fast so you can mess it up. She sells by the seashore. She sells, she sells by the seashore. She sells, she sells by the seashore.
Yo, that's like Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Coach Mia, man, thank you guys so much. Please give out your social media in case anybody's not following you. They can do so. and we appreciate you coming on the show. And, yeah, man, we'd love to get you back on closer to fight week. I know you guys are about 3 weeks out now.
Yeah, my Instagram is MeAtKillerB1.
Coach
Kenny Ellis, all social media.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Mia Ellis and Coach Kenny Ellis, we appreciate you guys coming on the show. We're going to go right out to any phone lines. We are discussing, obviously, the Haney Lomachenko fight being in jeopardy because of Ramadan, and we're talking Terrence Crawford busted up gloves. Everlast came out and took responsibility, so we do want to at least screen share and read their, you know.
You read it?
I skimmed through it.
Yeah, I wasn't reading that, bro. That shit was a whole Bible scripture. What's
I
wrong
mean,
with
we're
that?
Actually going to have you read it now since you have the beautiful radio reading voice. And yeah, because we got to give the information, right? Like, they need to know that Everlast came out and said that Crawford isn't responsible and, you know, that they take full responsibility for those gloves looking the way that they did. And this is from the Everlast Post and
from their official social media.
Official social media on Twitter. Let me see. I can back up slightly just so you can see that it is theirs with the verified blue check mark on Twitter. They got the hashtag #HaveAnEasyYoung. And then we'll zoom back in so that it is more easier for Danielle Yelenuzinov to read. There you go, buddy. Boom!
So Everlast released a statement that says, "We take safety and performance seriously as a leader in professional boxing equipment." Bro, so you made the text smaller to make it easier for me to read?
Where? No, look.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, why wouldn't you just go straight to Twitter? I'm just sizing it,
says,
it for them.
It is ever more important that we ensure the necessary steps are in place to review our product development process and the integrity of our gloves. The process includes close scrutiny of all materials used and construction methods employed in the production of our professional competition gloves. Our top priority is to ensure that every fighter who uses our products has a safe and secure experience. During the development cycle of the custom fight gloves used in Crawford versus Avanesian, a batch of defective leather was used in production, resulting
Let's
in a...
Let's stop there. A batch of defective leather. So how did they know? Because of the result, is it? Like, did they, like, contact the manufacturer? And I mean...
The thickness of it, maybe?
I'm just...
I don't know.
Like, because, right, it's their leather, but a batch of it was... What are they using? What's the word they're using?
A bad batch, no?
Defective.
The
leather
batch
is used in production. But every manufacturing plant has quality control. Nothing is supposed to leave without someone checking it, which they'll go into saying. So, again, I just don't get any of this.
So, during the development cycle of the custom fight gloves used in Crawford versus Avanesian, a batch of defective leather was used in production, resulting in a malfunction during the competition. In such cases, Everlast follows proper protocol by providing backup competition pairs to be replaced pending a decision by the sanctioning body overseeing the fight. A stoppage was called to review the equipment malfunction, and the commission deemed the equipment was still suitable for competition. No foul play was at hand, nor was there any tampering of the product on behalf of Terrence Crawford and his camp. In addition to the steps we are taking now, Everlast has long had rigorous quality control procedures in place for all of our equipment, including gloves. We use only premium-grade materials and tested construction methods which meet or exceed all standards set by regulatory bodies. As part of this process, each batch of gloves undergoes extensive inspections prior to being shipped out. This ensures that only quality products reach boxers and other athletes who depend on us for their safety and performance. So yeah, you know, Everlast coming out, and obviously not just releasing this statement, but taking accountability and taking, I feel like, accountability or blame, any blame away from Terrence Crawford as well. But this, there is
which
more.
Which they should, though, Danny. I mean, Crawford didn't make the gloves.
Correct.
But obviously, boxing fans, negative ones, can assume they tampered with the gloves.
Yes, the negative boxing fans or the speculators. But Everlast continues to say further, Everlast understands that athletes should not be held responsible for defective gear. That's why we offer an unconditional guarantee on our products sold directly through our online store or via an authorized dealer. This guarantees that any defective items can be returned or replaced in a timely manner so there are no disruptions to an athlete's training regimen. At Everlast, we take pride in producing top-notch boxing equipment and apparel with safety as our highest priority. We remain committed to providing athletes with the best possible gear available so they can perform at their peak capabilities without worry or risk of injury due to faulty equipment.
It's the commission's fault. Now, what Everlast did say there is that they have a second pair for issues like this, but Bernie did say on our show yesterday that, you know, the second pair was busted in the back when Crawford was attempting to, you know, warm up. So if, you know, I can play that audio just, you know, so you don't have to go to yesterday's episode and find it. But, yeah, that's what he said. And because there's a second pair. So it's like, why didn't the commission just swap out the pairs? But, yeah. Commission didn't make them take them gloves off. Because y'all get two pairs.
Because when they was in the action. And I think so, if I'm not mistaken, I think he burst the other one in the back room.
Oh, shit. You sure?
Yeah,
you sure? Because you know, yo, you better be sure. You know people about to take your audio. Oh, he bust the other one in the back.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? So
hey,
you better be
listen.
Sure.
Listen.
You got to find it strange that the commission didn't make him take them gloves
well,
off. I tried to save him, right, and ask him, was he sure? Because I knew. And look, right away, you know, they did clip the audio, and they got it all over the internet because, you know, you can't just say that some gloves bust in the back, then some gloves bust in the fight. People going, they want answers. But I also want to screen share this. This is the moment that the commission decided to review the gloves. Now, I don't know if there was more reviewing than this. But, yeah.
I didn't see anything. Yeah, both of the gloves.
So, obviously, you can hear the commentators, but let me just screen share.
Yeah, I feel like that was Tarver there on the call.
Yeah, no, obviously. That's definitely Antonio Tarver. But I'm just trying to get it positioned properly. Run it back.
Absolutely, champ.
And this is, you know, them reviewing it.
Oh, man. I thought it was the color when I saw it over here in the last round. I didn't want to say anything, but the glove bust on the other side.
Oh, wow.
Wow, yeah, you can see the padding coming out.
Yeah. I didn't want to be wrong, but I'm like, I look like the glove.
He said, I didn't want to be wrong. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man, I mean, look at that right there. Like, that's mad cushion getting out. But, look, Everlast took responsibility. Avanesian has not filed a petition with the commission for review or to have the bout changed to a no contest due to faulty equipment and the lack of the commission swapping those gloves out. You know? So.
Absolutely. So that's something that we'll have to, I guess, keep an eye out as the week progresses.
Absolutely.
I think if we make it out of the week, we don't see anything. I think if we're going to see something that's going to come out of, you know, Team Avanesian this week, you know, as soon as possible. So. Something we'll be keeping an eye out. But the phone lines are open for those of
but,
you.
But before we do open the phone lines, I wanted to get your thoughts and I guess close out the Haney, Lomachenko, Ramadan. We should read those tweets because it seems like Haney is adamant about having a fight in March, and Loma wants to fight in June?
I don't know if it's Loma or if it's Top Rank.
I mean, Haney's indicating on Twitter that Top Rank is doing anything to give their boy a shot. And I'm paraphrasing, but he used those words.
So we are going to
pull up those tweets. Can you get to his Twitter?
Yes.
And remember, if you want to call in, we will be taking callers in just a bit. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion. Don't forget, we got Discord rocking and Twitter Spaces, so you can use both those platforms as well to call in and voice your opinion. I'm going to go to Jay Hardcore on Twitter while Danny gets that tweet, because there's about three of them. I think we have them in the pre-pro, actually, Danny, for sure.
Well, I'm going to send them to you in order. He sent the first one, and then I'm sending the second one now, and then the third one. It's coming now, and then the last tweet, or no, not the last tweet, the fourth tweet, boom, sent that, and then the fifth and final. But yeah, I'm trying to get Dev on the show.
Right now?
No,
nah, link-wise?
Nah, in person.
So at the Wynn Casino.
Yeah.
So he says, these people want to try to push my fight with Loma to May. Knowing the longer I stay at the weight, the harder it is to make the weight. Let's do this shit in March. So how do you feel about that?
Well, let's continue to read it because I think, Devin's tweets kind of speak for themselves. So then he says.
Then he says. Oh, no, you sent the same one twice.
Yeah, so then somebody by Rocky Ali Boxing asked him, what people? Devin replies, Top Rank.
Yep, and I'll screen share that. Top Rank.
And then in the following tweet, he proceeds, he says, I literally told Top Rank I wanted to fight before Ramadan, which, for those of you who may not know, Ramadan begins on March 22nd, ends April 21st. So, you know.
Look at Rick. Rick a little hater. Even after losing, he still be hating on people. He like, well, I'm sure they aren't trying to please you, unfortunately. Like, Rick, you know, you was the B-side champion too. Like, yo, people need to band together. This that Kodo syndrome. You know, Kodo cried about being A-side treated like the B-side. Then when he became the A-side, what'd he do? Give Canelo a catchway. Like, you fucking cry about Pacquiao giving you a catchway. You try to do the same shit to Canelo. Or actually do it.
So that is the second to last tweet, I believe. Yes. And then the last tweet from Devin Haney, the last thing on his page, says it's not about someone else. It's about giving me a date to fight. You know they want they boy to have another shot. They boy Loma to have another shot. And that was in response to somebody on Twitter who says, fight someone else. Just stay active.
Yeah, no, the contract obviously states that he's got to give Loma a shot. And that's why he's indicating that, you know, they want to give their boy a shot.
And in your boy, obviously that is referring to Basio Lomachenko. Yeah, look, man, I think that Devin, and, you know, obviously they're going to say I'm Team Haney, but, yo, he 1,000% deserves to fucking fight before Ramadan. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of sacrifices that you have to put your body through in a training camp, even more so during Ramadan when, you know, you're fasting during this time period while, you know, during the day. Like, that's a lot to ask of Devin, and he's already had to do it. And you know what I'm saying? It's a lot, bro.
You know, it's funny because I almost feel like that could work for a person. You know, there's a lot of fasting. You don't eat during the day. You can only eat at night or at least when the sun is down, right? And there's some people and nutritionists think that there is advantages to what's called, oh my God, when you don't eat cardio, it's like whatever cardio because you didn't eat.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Somebody, I know Brandon that got the term. He's a fucking, you know, bodybuilder.
I think you mean intermittent fasting?
No, not intermittent fasting, no.
Yo, so here's the thing,
fasted
though, right?
Fasted cardio.
Okay, cool.
It happens all the
here's
time.
A, here's
so people
a,
do
here's
that.
The thing, though. There's, the thing is, it's like, when is he supposed to train, right?
What do you mean? You could train. You could train during the day
and
fasted cardio and then eat at night.
Bro, but it's not just food. It's water. It's gum. It's nothing. You can't have nothing.
No, you can have water.
You cannot.
Google it.
I did.
Right now you did.
Bro, I have the tab right here.
I'm pretty sure you got water.
Nah, Tim.
You texting Bill.
Legit Googled it. Numerous sources. You know what I'm saying? So... let us know. Because
I thought fasting was being able to drink water.
Nah, fasting, like, yeah, you could be just, but the way Ramadan is, it even specifies gum. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Bougie and Broward saying no water. I text Bill to find out, obviously, you know, how that he does it, you know. And see what happens. But a lot of people are saying no water.
They said you're not even allowed to swallow your own spit.
I don't know. That's a little extreme, but we'll see what they being Bill Haney tells me. I'm going out to D.C.
Yo, no, somebody, Jay Hardcore, somebody else is saying that too.
Hey, fellas, how y'all feeling today?
We are okay. Blessed to be here talking boxing with you, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, man, it's always a pleasure, man. About those gloves, man, I just feel though the Everlast quality control is just not up to par these days, man. I know they've been around forever, you know, but I know my son, you know, he's into, you know, fighting, and he's a puncher, and I kid you not, he went through 2 pair of Everlast gloves, man, within 2 months.
Hmm.
It was crazy. And I can't remember which one it was, but we ended up getting him some of those gel titles, and man, those worked out great for him. He's almost into a year on those so far. So, you know, I don't know, the inspector, you know how you be seeing Inspector 19, somebody ain't doing their job or something, because that's in a professional fight, and you're telling me in 6 rounds, the way those gloves look, they looked horrible by the 6th round. I mean, you're talking about a bad batch. And it was 2 pairs? Both of them were bad?
I mean, the leather used to make the gloves.
Yeah.
It was a bad...
I think somebody...
Bro, that shit was looking like it deteriorated. It looked like they poured it in acid. Look at the thumb.
The problem was that it was a sun-beaten cow. You know what I'm saying? So the leather was weakened. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody cutting costs and buying cheaper products.
Yo, they called them Neverlast gloves. Oh, my God. Hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Right, it
hey,
looked like acid fell on the thumb of them shits.
Yeah. I mean, for 6 rounds, man, it looked like that cheap leather that you could just peel off. You know what I'm saying?
And Everlast out here using Pakistani companies on IG and shit. The ones that DM you and shit.
That's that man-made leather.
Yo, they like...
Remember they used to call it pleather. That's pleather.
They like, fuck it, man. Prices went up since COVID. We about to give out that pleather.
Oh, my goodness. That's horrible, man. Yeah, because I even had to, when I was, you know, I ended up having to get the gel gloves for the titles because my hands were hurting too much in the Everlast gloves. So, I don't know. But moving on to the Haney situation. Man, he the champ. He should be able to call when he's fighting. I think he should fight in February. I think that should get granted for him. He even said, man, it's hard for me to make weight as it is. And now they want me to wait another 6 or 7 months. And after, is it during Ramadan when they want him to do it?
So it'd be right after, but the thing is going through camp, having a camp. He would legit be in camp for the entirety of Ramadan, which is about 5 weeks.
And it'll be terrible for the simple fact, man. If you run your car with no fuel in it, what will happen? And your body's the same way. You got to have fuel inside your body, you know, so... I'm gonna be truthfully honest. I think Top Rank, they know what they're doing. They love Loma, and they prefer to have Loma win because you know he's a lifetimer with them, and they know that Haney, he's really going to probably do this a little bit of time and then move on to the next best bag. So you know, I think they're going to do everything they can to make things more advantage. For Loma. That's my opinion, man.
Well, Jay to the Hardcore, appreciate you.
It's Jay Hardcore, Hardcore Boxing News. Love the boxing voice. You all keep banging them out, man. Y'all take it easy, man.
All right. Have a good one, champ.
Peace out, fellas.
All right, we're going out to Ari Boxing on Twitter. Ari, did you retweet? Jay Hardcore, did you retweet? Can we get some love?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
What's up, Danny? How's it going, man?
I'm doing great, man.
What's happening, man?
Yo, so I have a bone to pick with you, Cam.
What's up?
You think Edwin is deserving of an opportunity?
De Los Santos?
Here's what I'm saying. Go ahead. Let me defend you.
At this point, who's going to fight him, right? Like, JoJo's the only dude saying yes off of two losses. Fucking William Cepeda said no. George Camboso said no. Isaac Cruz said no. Bunch of fucking... Bro, I don't even know if we could call the 135-pound division boxers anymore. Nobody wants to fight. So might as well
and
give
another
De Los
thing
Santos
that,
a shot.
And De Los Santos has been talking shit to him on Instagram, I guess, right? Because whenever Shakur goes live or does anything, De Los Santos there, like, you know, sending messages and saying stuff. So why not? Let's see. Send him an offer.
That's Bobby.
Call his bluff.
Man, that's...
I understand that. But call his bluff then. You know what I'm saying? Call his bluff. If you're saying that nobody wants to fight you and you got somebody here in your ear, oh, fight me. But why not send him an offer then?
Well,
call his bluff.
Naz brought that point up. But, I mean, he's right, though. In that sense, like, who is going to fight him?
Nobody, bro. They're going to give him JoJo... cross promotion off of two losses and say he's an Olympian former champ. So, yeah, that's better than De Los Santos, but, like, off of two losses, people are going to not give him credit, man.
And like I said, I think Shakur is an exceptional talent. He's a fucking master at distance. I think he's a great boxer. But all I'm saying is, hey, if you got this kid who's talking shit to you, why not? Call his bluff. You know what I'm saying? When Mikey Garcia was talking shit to Errol Spence, Errol Spence was like, all right, bet, let's do it. And he called his bluff and beat his ass.
Are you talking about the four-division champion, Mikey Garcia?
Yes, I'm not comparing to De Los Santos. I'm just comparing the whole talking shit.
I'm not saying that as far as the portion. Yeah, throw him in there. You feel me? That's food. But at the end of the day, I just don't feel that he's deserving.
All right. No, that's fair. Like I said, if you don't believe that, that's fine. But all I'm saying is, hey, listen, if you can't find somebody to fight you and somebody here is saying, hey, I want to fight, call his bluff. See if he's really about it.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But the reason I'm calling in is the whole Lomachenko-Devin Haney situation. Why can't Lomachenko be ready in March? That's the question that I have.
I don't know.
Because he fought He fought at the end of October, right? Was it October 29th or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And why can't he be ready in March? You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
I think they're playing games.
Because here's the thing, right?
So Devin Haney is a champ, undisputed champ. He told, according to him, this is according to his tweet, he told Top Rank, hey, listen, I want to fight in March before Ramadan, right? So why can't Lomachenko be ready in March? You know what I'm saying? He's got plenty of time to get ready from his last fight to now. So what is the issue?
I mean, him and Devin,
let me tell you something here. One of our listeners just sent a $10 super chat saying that it's funny because Top Rank has given Arthur Beterbiev the date of 128-23. He's Muslim, and he's fighting before Ramadan.
Exactly.
And
you know what I'm saying? I think
he's fighting to become undisputed, not to defend undisputed.
And listen, and Loma's the one that wants the shot, right? Loma's the one that's all,
yeah.
Oh, I need this shot. So if you want the shot, take the date of March. You know, you're not the shot caller anymore. Dev is the champ. He's the undisputed champ.
Not to mention, if we go through Top Rank's Instagram, there's a tweet that they made with Devin holding the belts and then a little circle with Loma's face that says, basically paraphrasing what you just said, where he's like, he got what I want. I need the shot. So he calls the shots. You know what I mean? But that was then. This is now. Obviously, you know, he don't call the shots.
There's a recent video with Bob Arum saying, oh, you know, we're looking to make the fight in March, February, March. So I don't understand how all of a sudden everything changed. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if it has anything to do with, hey, listen, Devin Haney had a 3-fight deal with Top Rank. Maybe he doesn't want to sign the extension and they're giving him bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they're making it hard for him. I know this is just speculation,
and it's fair speculation. It's, you know, look, I mean, when have you heard of a 3-fight deal, you know, fight the champ, rematch the champ, and then fight Lomachenko? You don't even get it. Like, you won the belts. You made our company more popular. The belts are on our side of the street. Now you got to fight someone that we want you to fight, not a hometown fight. Not, yo, let's thank this kid for bringing the belts back and give him, you know, fucking my man with the IBO strap in Oakland. No, let's put him in another tough fight so he can fight three times tough. Go to Australia twice, once almost without his dad. Like, you could tell they don't care for him. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if it has to do with maybe they want Devin Haney to sign an extension. And that'll, you know, whatever, they'll go his way. But,
I don't know, man.
You know, listen. No, if Lomachenko's not ready in March, make Shakur versus Devin Haney then. That'll solve the issue. Why is Lomachenko, you know what I'm saying? Like, the next best person, the future of Top Rank is with Shakur and somebody like Keyshawn within those divisions, right? So the next person in line should be Shakur Stevenson. Make that fight. And then if Lomachenko you know what I'm saying? I just don't see why to fucking fight Lomachenko. You know what I'm saying? A while ago, I was saying Devin Haney didn't even waste his time on Lomachenko out of spite, in my opinion, because when
me too. Yeah, but the problem with that is there's only going to be a couple of us that feel the way that you feel. The rest of the world will say he ducked Lomachenko.
I mean, I this is just my personal opinion. A while ago, I was saying, don't even waste your time with Lomachenko. Go up and fight Theo at 140. You know what I'm saying? Get yourself in position because you're not gonna finish your career at 135. And the way that he looked his last way in, he might as well move up, get himself in a position to be in a title fight soon as well at 140. You know, you're wasting time with Lomachenko.
Well, I mean,
you know if Devin Haney goes and beats Lomachenko's ass, like I think he will, he's not going to get the credit. They're going to say he's old. They're going to say he's washed. And they're going to make all type of excuses not to give Devin Haney credit, as we see with a lot of times. So,
still better to beat him. If Canelo fought Mosley, you know, Haney most certainly can fight Loma and get credit.
That's fine. But like I said, I think right now, whatever games they're playing, whether it's Top Rank or Lomachenko, whoever it is, I think Haney should be able to call the shots and he should be able to dictate. You know, if he told Top Rank, this is when I want to fight, make the fight. I don't understand what the problem is. I don't understand why Lomachenko can't be ready for that date.
Me neither. Ari, let me get to some other callers. Appreciate you. We're going into Al in the Bay. What up?
Yo, what's up?
Come on, champ. Get off the speaker.
All right, hold on. Well, yeah. About the fasting, because my church do it too, part of Church of God in Christ. But we do ours in February. And so we're only allowed to eat between sun up to sundown for only 2 weeks. And then the next 2 weeks is just one time a day. That's like at night. And then the following 2 weeks, not 2 weeks, the first week is sun up, sundown. The following week is just at night. And then the last 2 weeks is pure water. Last week is no water, no nothing. So I'm not sure if they're doing it just like how we did it, but if they is, like, it is taxing to the body, and I will understand why he wouldn't want to fight, because, yeah, you're losing weight, but you also lose the strength.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
no nourishment. And you said you was Muslim, or yeah,
no, it's Christian.
Okay. No, I was gonna say, because I'm like, damn, how y'all make your own Ramadan up? Like, okay, yeah.
It's holy convocation.
Church
of God in Christ is Christian.
Gotcha.
But we do ours like a month too, and that's how we break ours up. But that last week with no water, no food, praying.
Now that's 4 weeks of that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So he's supposed to be training, right? And he does it all, right? He runs. He's in the boxing gym. He does strength and conditioning at phase one, right? So he does it all. So it's like 3 training sessions. And maybe you might have some nourishment by your strength and conditioning at nighttime. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's kind of whack, yo. Can't even drink no water. Like,
That's kind of like us. It's like, because I do landscaping and security, but I do more landscaping. And it's like, we be putting rocks out, grass out. All that stuff is heavy. It's like really taxing to the body.
For sure. It's like you working out.
Yeah. So we all depending on faith to carry us through. And that's the whole point of the fasting, closer to God, doing praying. So I like I said, I understand exactly where he's coming from, because we do the same thing in a sense as a Christian. I'm pretty sure he's definitely not going to fight during that time. It's like, I wouldn't even, if I didn't have to do landscaping and make money, then I probably wouldn't do it either, because all the taxing and, all the praying, because they probably pray 3 times a day, because we pray 2 times a day.
I'm pretty sure it's more than
and
that.
And then we have church. Yeah.
But
we have service. And so it's a lot going into the fasting other than just missing meals. You got service, for him it's probably mass, but for us it's service, and then it's prayer time, and then it's giving God his time, which is our separate time, because we pray together, but you have your own separate time with God when you're reading, you're studying. Like
Word.
I said, all this is getting closer to God. So
yeah,
it's
champ, I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I'm talking
mind.
To Joel Osteen right now. In
so,
Jesus' name, Maurice Lee.
Yeah, if they can get Shakur the fight, I doubt it. He will fight Shakur right now, but I think since nobody want to fight Shakur, they might as well just give him the fight. It's probably, you know, he probably have enough time to get ready.
But he is not going to do that. He has not had an official fight at lightweight, and it just doesn't make sense right now.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
That
ain't going to happen.
Because ain't nobody, because, you know, I think, was it the WBC mandated for, you know, him to get that opportunity to be the number one contender? But it's like nobody want to fight him. Or is it the WBC or WBA
for Pitbull
and Shakur?
Yep.
But anyway, since nobody want to fight him, they might as well just make him the mandatory since ain't nobody going to want to fight him. Because he tried to get fights. It ain't like he didn't try to get fights.
Yeah, you know, it's
he
a business, though. It's a business.
So, yeah, so that's my call.
But, all right, Sam, yeah, we're going to get on to some more callers. Let's see who is next. So we got Juan Manta, who said that he fasted for 20 years during Ramadan and he works construction. And how that was taxing on his body.
Cesar Yanez, what up? Cesar in Vegas, talk to me.
Yo. Make sure to unmute, champ. You got to unmute. All right. Looks like Cesar is not there. Let's see who we got over here on Block Talk. I want to say this Louisiana.
Yo.
Yo, Albany, what up?
It's Cesar.
Oh, this Cesar.
What's up? What's
Cesar
up?
Cesar with a 5-1, eh?
No, it's on Twitter.
Oh, you're on Twitter.
Oh,
so
okay.
Mute that.
Yeah.
What up?
What up, what up? Good morning, man. Good morning. They sent me to Resort for it today, so I'm by myself, so perfect time to call in. But anyway, what's up? Good morning. Good morning to you, fellas, man. Great show. I seen Devin's tweet about Ramadan. And honestly, I mean, if he's the one, Top Rank reached out to him, so I feel like they should be more accommodating. I mean, he's the undisputed champ. They're trying to, they want something from him. So I feel like he should be the one that calls the shots. He shouldn't have to go on Twitter and talk about Top Rank. This should have been already talked about and agreed upon, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, obviously, you know, there might be something going on, you know, some strategic moves. I mean, it is what it is. It is boxing, so. I understand. I was going to say something about the Crawford gloves. One of the callers called in. He said his son had Everlast, and he said his hands were hurting. And I think that's the same issue I've been having with my Everlast, because I have the Power Locks, since you brought it up. I got the Power Lock Everlast gloves, and I don't know what it is, but I don't know if the padding is just too weak or what it is, but, man, I have to upgrade my gloves, but yeah, that was pretty interesting, man, about the whole bad batch of leather, and it had to be a bad batch because both gloves busted. I mean, he busted the first pair during a warm up. I mean, that's trash.
That's what Coach Bernie thinks.
Oh,
you feel me?
Oh, okay.
He wasn't even in. You know, he was in New York with Keyshawn.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't even there? Oh, okay.
But, I mean, if he was told that, he was told that, like, you know, he is part of that
obviously,
team.
Yes.
I feel it. No, and, yeah, I mean, I feel like Everlast just kind of became, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Everlast kind of became that, like, the least sought-after brand. I mean, most pros, they
still sponsor a lot of big pros, like, Jared Anderson just had Everlast. Deontay uses Everlast.
Earl is with them. Bud is with them.
Yeah. You know, look, this is one time. How long you been watching boxing? Have
Shakur's
you seen Everlast?
Them. Shakur's with them too.
But ask yourself, one time, you've been watching boxing 10, 11 years. Have you? And this is the first time you see a set of busted Everlast girls. Like, damn, we don't got to condemn a company for one infraction.
I'm not trying to condemn them.
I'm just saying in general, you know, people are like, oh, you know, they suck. And it's like, bro, one time. It's one time.
Right. Yeah, and I guess they did came out and, you know, spoke on it. I feel it. But that was crazy, man. That is crazy. It is kind of a situation where, I mean, I guess it just got away from them. I mean, what were they going to do in that situation? Let's say the gloves busted in the locker. Let's say that did happen. So if the gloves busted in the ring and the commission was like, "Well, you got to switch out those gloves," what would they do? Would they just stop the fight?
I'm sure someone would have had another set. But the thing is that only two sets are approved for the fight, and if the gloves look bad and the other set is bad, you know, they made that. I think that's why they made the decision to allow the fight to continue, because according to Bernie, the other gloves were also damaged. So it's like you can't even change the gloves.
Exactly. Yeah. That was just a question I had. But anyway, great show, fellas. As always, shout out to TBV, Ness, Danny. Keep doing your thing, and fucking TV for life, man.
Let's go. All right. Let me see who's next. In Albany, who this? 518. Is this Antonio?
Nah, 518? Man. You know who it is. That's Como.
Oh, Big Gucci, what up?
What up, man? Everybody smash that like button. Smash that subscribe button, too, man. Yeah, Ness, you don't got the Discord up. Usually I'd be on Discord, but
it's up. People back there.
Oh, like people, sometimes when I
got
click
a couple
it,
callers.
When I click. Oh, okay. Sometimes it don't work for me. Like, it'll have a green button that says "Listen in," and that's how you listen in. But when I clicked it, it didn't say that. It didn't give me that option. But
yeah, Discord pretty whack, man. It's pretty buggy, man.
Yeah. Regardless, man. Yeah, with that whole Crawford Glove Gate thing, man, honestly, I understand, like, and since Everlast took the blame, you know, I don't blame the fighter. I don't think he was cheating, you know what I mean? But, like, I think Evanasian should be compensated, man, because that wasn't fair. Like, to have both gloves ripped and the commission looked at it and knowing the man's life is on the line said, yo, go on.
But you
the
mean,
fight.
Wait. So you want to put a dollar amount on it now? It's not about winning the fight?
Yeah. Nah, listen, man, like, that man's life was on, at the end of the day, it's entertainment for the audience, but that man's putting his life on the line for the commission to say, yo, go ahead with the fight. We see both gloves are ripped, but go ahead with the fight. And then my man gets knocked out in the very next round.
Yeah, but how does
you know
that result, And Avenesian will have to do some sort of civil suit. Like, how does that result in him getting compensated without a civil suit? And secondly, I think that the most that can come is that those commission officers get fired or suspended. I don't even know if they'll get fired indefinitely. Maybe just a suspension.
Yeah, no, they should definitely be punished. But like I said, man, I feel like Avenasian should get some sort of reward, man. Like, at the end of the day, if a fighter, and it's not his fault, but if he has...
You want me to tell Bud to give him
a
rematch?
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
You tripping, man. Stop.
Dude, no, listen, Ness, listen. Listen, it's all sketchy, and people are gonna get at Crawford for this. But as soon as the gloves ripped and they noticed it, my man got the knockout right after. So it's
yeah, but
it's
Big Gucci Nick, hold up. Ain't that his MO? When they told him he was down on the scorecards, he went and got the knockout. Probably around before this one or around after this one. So that's just his MO. He could turn that switch on.
I mean, yeah, he could turn that switch on. But, I mean, ain't nobody told him, you know, he needs that urgency. You know what I mean?
He knew he busted the gloves up in the back. He knew they looking at these gloves. sound like urgency. Let me get them out of here before they stop the fight and we got to go to the scorecards and my audience ain't happy.
I hear you, man. I hear you. But at the end of the day, man,
that's
honestly,
how great he is.
Honestly,
that's how great he is. He can just turn it on and turn it off.
Yeah, but Ness, and I hate thinking about this, but what if a tragedy happened in the ring, man? Like, what are they going to say now? If a tragedy
no,
happened,
again,
like,
listen,
like
Big Gucci, but this is the beauty of it. A tragedy didn't happen, but the incompetence of the commission was shown. So I think that they will be punished, or at the very least, you know, they're going to be looked into.
Man, at the very least, you know, get my man like an eliminator or something like that. I'm not the biggest.
Come on, man. He already got the shot of a lifetime fighting Crawford for a belt on the big stage.
I know, man, but who knew the fight would, you know, turn out a little bit goofy like that and shit got sketchy.
Yeah, but it wasn't competitive. You want to give my man a rematch and he ain't even did nothing. Shit wasn't
right.
Competitive.
I mean, honestly, yeah, if I was being honest, bro, I didn't buy the fight, so I didn't watch the fight. But I watched
the
replay.
Oh, shit,
the,
you stole it?
The highlight.
You want some
Big Gucci
thief?
Nah, man, I'm wearing Big Gucci everywhere. I ain't stealing shit, bro.
Bro,
but,
you said you ain't watching, but you're talking like you watched it. What the fuck?
Yeah, no. I watched the highlights and everything, you know, after the fact.
Oh, you waited
man.
For the
I watched,
Instagram.
Yeah, I watched all the main parts, all the main clips, all the, like, the shots that really landed. I looked at the CompuBox for a little bit, too. And, man, honestly, I think I would have bought that fight if I look back on it just because of how, you know, the competition was. It was, like, it was an undermatched opponent, man, and it's just, like, it didn't play out the way I wanted to. I wish the glove thing didn't happen, man, because now Crawford, like, his... In a way, it's kind of like tainted. Like,
nah,
people are going to look back at
that. That shit ain't tainted,
I'm
man.
Not gonna
they
look
labeling
at it like
that shit knockout of the year.
Knockout of the year, man. That was an out cold knockout. You're right. But,
bro,
I mean,
that's
we'll
what
see,
they
man.
Labeling it. But listen, let me get to some other callers. I'm about to say fighters, man. But let me get to some other callers. Appreciate you. We're going to go out to Discord, see if they rocking out. People's Champ, Brandon.
Yo, Ness, what's going on, my man?
Buenos dias. AJ, you're trucking, baby.
Yeah, you hear it. I'm on the road now, baby. Going on, Danny, rest of TVV.
Yo, speaking of AJ, man, I'm sorry to always take over your call, but, like, you heard he training with Derrick James, huh? What you think about that?
Shit, I ain't know that.
What?
For real?
Yeah, bro, he been at Derrick James for, like, the last week.
That's dope, man. That's dope. That's a good team to be around. Bring that dog out of it. Teach him how to be aggressive again. Might get that Klitschko AJ again, man. So if Derrick James can't fix him, it's probably over for my boy, man. So probably make or break for him at this point. Right. As far as the topics, Devin, I agree, man. I don't see the issue with him fighting in March. Like you said, Lomas had a nice little break since his last fight. Devin lock and loaded. He the champ. But they do have a top ranking saying it's a scheduling issue for you. I don't know. It just depends on why they don't want to do it in March. But I can't knock the man religion. Can he skip Ramadan this year if need be? Is it that serious where my boy can't skip the shit? I don't know. I'm not Muslim. So I that ain't my, you know.
Didn't Khan do that once? I think Khan did that once, right?
Shit, I don't know.
I know Khan was very disciplined, though. I also remember him always taking Ramadan off, so maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, so hopefully they get that worked out. Devin going to wash him anyway.
Damn.
Regardless.
How far are we falling?
Devin going to wash
him,
man. It's going to get ugly. And as far as the buzz shit, like the last caller and all these other guys, they just like to hear themselves talk, man. That shit was much of nothing. He ripped his thumb. If he had fucking the leather around the knuckles busted up to where then you would have some conversation, but the thumbs don't punch people. Knuckles do. So
yeah, but keep that same energy, though, bro. People gave Fury a lot of shit for his gloves, and we talking specifically the Christian Hammer thumb glove.
That's because niggas like to hear themselves talk. Once again, I mean, thumbs don't hit people. If Avenesian would have got raked in the eye and the fight got stopped because of a cut and it went to the scorecard, then we would have something to talk about. He didn't get raked in the eye with the busted thumb. He got socked across the fucking chin with some knuckles that were fully padded and covered. So,
I mean, I mean, we seen Patton coming out the thumb and the side. We don't know if all the Patton was there. Shit right. Could have shifted.
I guess, man. Them gloves got inspected at the end of the fight. If it was something fishy, we'd hear some. But right now, I hear a lot of niggas talking because they want to talk on YouTube about
so
a bunch
Bill,
of nothing.
Bill Haney answered back. He said, there is no eating or drinking from sunup to sundown for 30 straight days. Man, that's tough.
Okay. Yeah, man. If they can't, I mean, let my man, he'll be all right. He'll still be Muslim. They ain't going to take his Muslim card if he miss Ramadan. Shit.
I don't know, but it depends how religious you are, Brandon. If you religious, and you choose not to follow your religion, you know, now you can lose because of that.
I don't know, man. It's probably some shit in Muslim religion. You ain't supposed to be smashing IG thoughts. My boy been smashing IG thoughts without being married. Since I remembered, is that...
Come on, just because you see him taking pictures,
know.
You don't know what he's doing
know,
behind
man.
Closed
you
doors?
Know? I don't know, man. I'm just saying, he's been, you know, going against the religion in some aspects.
How?
With the IG baddies, he's got a different IG baddie every
but
other
again,
year.
But again...
Is that a part of the religion?
But just because you see him with a woman doesn't mean that he's fornicating, my friend.
What world do you live in? Come on, man.
He was just kicking it with
Black China back in the day. You're right.
Why not?
He ain't hit that.
He was young.
Come on, man. Yeah, sure. Believe that if you want to. Shout out to Dev, though, man. I hope you get the fight. Get Loam out of there. You know, I root for the young fly cats, man. Yeah, that's my call, man. That bullshit, nobody cares, man. It's a bunch of nothing.
Everlast came out and took a public stance and took responsibility. So people care. And Everlast
cares.
Yeah,
but people were saying Glovegate 2.0. That's because people were talking about Glovegate as if Bud intentionally did something to the gloves. People weird, man. But I'm going to let you get some more callers, man. Bud pound number one.
I don't understand how that's weird, bro. Like, he wore the gloves. There's quality control for every company. So they already approved those gloves. Not to mention, these ain't no shits you could buy at Walmart or on Amazon. This is a custom set. This was done for him. So again, the negligence on the behalf of Everlast is, you know, it just exceeds anything that we can be thinking because they hand made this for him. So that says two things. Either they're very fucking dumb, they had to come out and say, we fucked up, even though we do a strenuous quality control, somehow a bad batch got out, or the opposite, that they did send out a good batch, someone fucked with it. This is boxing. For you to act like the fans can't think the opposite, it don't make any sense. I mean, fucking Fury went through the scrutiny. But LV Slugger, what up?
TBV, fellas, how I sound?
You straight with the TV in the background. LV. Maybe it ain't good for you to use Discord, man. You might have to stick to Twitter. JP, LV, what up? P and LV.
Got me now.
I got you.
What it do though, Danny? What up?
What up? What up?
Hey, look, man. My bone to pick for today happens to be with the Crawford fan. So I'm gonna speak directly to the gloves. I don't believe that Crawford manipulated the gloves. I don't believe he needed to do that to beat David Avenesian. And that's where the comparison to the Fury, the glove gate, that's where it differs. Because when Fury fought Wilder the first time, our perception was, well, maybe he may need to cheat to win to beat David Avenesian. However, that doesn't mean that we sweep the shit under the rug. And my thing is, when are Crawford fans ever going to hold him accountable for any fucking thing in the world? Like, we cannot even ask the question. They don't even ask the question. Well, that is strange. I was on the back call last night. I said, damn, I've been watching boxing for over 20 years. I've never seen that. A little strange. Them motherfuckers were like, nothing strange about it. Well, you a hater because you wondering why that happened. It's like, can we at least be logical and objective and hold people accountable? I said, if this were any other fighter, we'd be down their fucking throat trying to figure out and accusing people of all kind of things. They do not even ask the question. The timeline goes back to Crawford re-signing with Top Rank. All these things, even this new energy he has today of where the fight doesn't seem to be his highest priority. Abel, whatever he does, they're cool with it. He's the number one pound for pound. And they don't have anything to say. Whatever he does, they're fine with it. So that's my problem, man. And everybody should be able to ask the goddamn question of the gloves. I don't give a damn who you are, how old you are. You ain't seen that in the ring. We ain't never seen two freaking gloves explode. Never seen it. And for people saying shit like it was on the knuckle and it was the thumb, dude, if the glove is defected, it's defected. That's the rules. You can't just customize the rules because it fits your narrative. Man, that's my call.
Shout out JP Long Beach, now in Vegas. We got El Sucio, $10 super chat. Buenos dias, TBV. Buenos dias to you. We appreciate the love. Remember, we're taking calls. Twitter Spaces, I see you, RNS1, coming to you. If you on Discord, coming to you. If you're calling our landline, coming to you. We got Coach C, $5 super chat. He says, if Loma can't be made for March, Shakur is looking for a dance partner. Doubt the Haneys want that fight, though. And we got Straight G. I'm not trying to start anything, but Top Rank has better be fighting 128-23, and he's also Muslim, and it's before Ramadan, so it looks funny. We also got another one back-to-back. Time to ring the alarm. My man.
Who we got, Tim?
Straight G showing love. He now sends the $20 super chat, which obviously we appreciate. So we're going to go ahead and ring the alarm for my man's Straight G whenever I get this shit right, right? I don't know what's going on here. But anyway, you want to read that for me?
Yes.
Oh, you ain't got it up? All right, cool. $20 super chat says anyone that's a fan of boxing that brought that fight, I guess he meant bought that fight, and supported Bud, saw them stop the fight when and checked the gloves, and the gloves were going to be switched at the end of the round. It just so happened that Bud KO'd him.
So they were going to be checked is what they're saying.
No, he says they were going to be switched. I don't know if that's something that we didn't hear on the telecast, but Kareef McCray, $2 super chat, showing love. Real Dude Uprising, $2 super chat, showing love. Best boxing show on social media. Much love, Ness and Danny. Shout out to you. Hustle Holmes says $5 super chat. The problem with the gloves is they didn't change them. Salute TBV and the chat. That's my point. So, again, that falls on the commission. Those commission referees, officials, whatever you want to call them, they need to be fired. They need to be suspended indefinitely. Indefinitely. RNS1, what up?
Yo, Ness, can you hear me?
I do with the background, but you kind of straightening out. What up?
Yo, just chilling, man. Just want to give you a shout-out for your show, keeping me up through the nights, working here late in the BX. Can't get caught lacking. But anyway, yo, the Crawford, Spence thing is just consuming. Like, you can't go anywhere and talk about boxing without it being the main topic. I mean, there's so much going on.
It's the new Mayweather-Pacquiao, ain't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much going on from T.O. to Shakur, and you know, it's just that this just overshadows it, you know? And you know, when I was looking at Errol's tweets, and you know what was funny? When Jeff Horn beat Pacquiao, Errol tweeted, "I got next."
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tweet, "Yo, you on the wrong side of the street."
So did Keith.
Right. So, you know, that's why I find, you know, like guys like B-Hop and Hagler, they cemented their legacies by beating on champions coming from the lower weight class. Like, they welcomed it. You know, but it's not the case with him, man. You know, but I'll keep it short because I know you got a lot of people. That's all I want to say. And, you know, oh, one other thing. Is there any way I could join your Patreon without giving my real name? Because I would love to join, but I can't give my name. If you could find out, I'll definitely join.
I mean, put a different name?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure people have different names. I would have to go
through that. No, because I got my credit card. It has a, you have to give a credit card, but it remains confidential, I hope.
Of course. Patreon is their own company, so, you know, they use a safe and secure payment method. But I got to go through – let me go through the – yeah, no, you could change your name because Ruin of 504 is Ruin of 504.
And you don't know their real name. Not saying
no,
you,
I
but, you know.
I don't know. I don't know their real name. I only know him as Ruin of 504. Some people have their full name. Some people have, like, usernames.
All right, cool. All right, I'm going to go do that, man, and so much support. Even though we argue a lot and don't agree on a lot, but, you know, I'm still so much support.
Appreciate you, champ.
Shout out to you, champ. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We're going on to Pound for Pound. Javi, what up? If you're on Twitter Spaces, don't forget to retweet. Go ahead and put this out there so we get more people to call in and voice their opinion, not only on Glovegate 2.0, but Devin Haney, Lomachenko, and the Ramadan situation. What up, Javi?
Yo, can you hear me?
Perfect.
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning, TBV. How you guys doing today?
Straight.
Sensational.
Right on, man. I mean, about the gloves, the only thing that I'm, like, thinking about is, I mean, Everlast is a big company. They wouldn't take the fault for no reason. So, I mean, that kind of puts it at ease for me. And again, they checked the gloves. The commission allowed it to go. So I think, you know, that's that. But with Devin Haney, man, and Lomachenko, they're doing everything they can to get Loma to be undisputed, man. I really believe that, like, Teofimo wasn't supposed to win that fight against Loma. You know, he pulled it off, and that kind of ruined Top Rank's plans for Lomachenko. And now with Devin Haney, I mean, Devin, he left Matchroom in good terms. You know, they had a good relationship with him. They really pushed for him. So, you know, maybe they're thinking that, like, if they give him another fight, he'll just go back to Matchroom after his contract is up. So they're trying to get that Loma fight. And, I mean, he's a champion, so why not let him fight in March before this whole thing?
I don't know that he wants to go to Matchroom. They ain't got nobody for him to fight, really.
Who? Dev?
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, but he'd be the champ, right? Like, so he would, you know, maybe call a shot or, I don't know. I just think, like, they're trying to secure the titles for Loma, man. Don't get me wrong. It's a good fight. You know, I don't think it's an easy fight for Devin. But it definitely looks a lot harder now versus back then when Devin was the one chasing Loma. You know, Loma hasn't looked that good since. And, you know, that obviously the whole Ukrainian war thing happened. That's another thing, you know, as well. But I don't know, man. I think I just don't see Top Rank pushing for Devin. I don't think it doesn't look like they're on his side. You know, this whole time, I don't know. I just feel like they got to give Devin the fight in March. If not, he needs to move on, man. Like, I know it looked great on his resume to beat Loma, and people can say whatever they want. But, I mean, I don't know. I just think they're not pushing for him, man. It doesn't look good.
Mm. Well, all right. Pound for pound. Hobby. All right,
man. Have a good day.
Thank you for calling in. We're going to keep it moving and get to some more callers here. Looks like we got LV Slugger. What up?
How's it sound?
Straight?
I'm good now. Yo, man. I know I was looking forward to the Haney Loma, you know what I'm saying? But we all seen Haney at that last weigh-in, so I'm not really – he don't have to do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Loma out here playing and he not trying to fight when he is, I mean, he the undisputed champ. He should be able to make the calls on when the fight should happen. So if they trying to stretch it out and try to benefit Loma, I'm all for it moving up. Like I said, we seen Haney at his last weigh-in. No sense of him sticking around. Move up to 140. There's a lot of work he can get at 140. You know, we seen Loma lose twice to a man that started off as a journeyman and a man with under 20 fights. So So it's a blueprint on how to beat this man. So it's no sense of Haney sticking around trying to fight Loma. I know a lot of Loma fans out there. He never went undisputed. So why you get a shot at undisputed? You know what I'm saying? If Loma decide, I mean, Haney decide to give it to you, I mean, I'm all for it, but you really don't deserve no shot at undisputed. You had your shot at Haney, and you decided not to defend your man, though. So, I mean, if it's Haney move up, it is what it is. And all this, like, I understand that Shakur, you know, Shakur just moved up to 135, but he's done nothing at 135. You know what I'm saying? He moved up beltless. He lost his belts on the scale. No way he does his first shot at 135 deserve to be undisputed. You know what I'm saying? We all, like I said, we seen Haney at his weigh-in. Why would we want Haney at a physical? You know what I'm saying? I feel like Shakur, with him moving up, he'll be more in his physical, you know, more of a physical prime than Haney, who's been at 135 his whole career and sucking down. So I would want both men at their best before we get that fight. You know what I'm saying? So now, I don't think it happens at 140. I think that's a welterweight fight. So, I mean, I'm all for whatever Haney got going undisputed at 135. He don't have to stick around and wait on Shakur. He don't have to fight Loma. It's a lot of work at 140 he can get. You got Pro Grace, one loss champion. Josh Taylor, former undisputed champion. They can build that up over there. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, it's a lot of work at 140 for Haney. He don't have to stick around at 135. We all seen how he looked at that weigh-in. So why would we want him to stick around?
He came in under, champ. He ain't have to drop draws or nothing.
I'm talking about how he looked. I'm not talking about, of course, he took the necessary steps to make the weight, but you seen how he looked. You know what there was to talk about, how his face was drained and all of that. We seen how it was. So, like I said, if he move up, I'm all for it. And he been at 135 his whole career. No sense of sticking around for these guys who you've been calling out. Now they want to fight you because you're undisputed. Move up and just build your own lane. You did that. Youngest undisputed champion in the four-belt era. But he has nothing to prove at 135. I mean, you know, you got the Tank fight, but like you said, he's been calling him out. So, I mean, move to 140, man. That's what I'm saying.
All right, C-Dub. Thanks for calling in, champ. We going out to Majid's where the spaces. What up?
What up, what up? You can hear me?
Perfect. What you got cooking over there, champ?
Yeah, I hear sizzling.
Ha-ha, making some bacon. Y'all on a healthy diet. Y'all can't eat this. But everybody need to like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon for some, and also share that link on that Twitter space, get more people on here. But, shit, man, I just wanted to piggyback off LV. Like, I agree with him or whatever. I feel like, it ain't about kissing nobody ass, like, fuck Lomachenko. If they want to sit there and try to play on their time, fuck that shit. Just go ahead and get rid of the – just do what you got to do on the next weight class. But don't fall, like, short of anything that you could possibly do just because this one nigga still in the picture for whatever reason and shit. And Shakur, that's my favorite one out of all of them, but he going to have to wait, too. You know, and really – that's what I wanted to say. For all the people that are like, oh, he made it last week, like last fight and all that. He looked like a fucking skeleton and all that shit. Like, niggas don't need to kill themselves just to make a way to appease us, man. Just move up and finish doing what you're doing, dog. That's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. Majid in Ohio. Out that 973. We're going out to Discord. Looking like we got C-Dub.
On Discord, what up,
True Roll Tide, Danny don't like that.
Yo, hot audio.
Straight,
that's what's up, man. Danny going to have to cope with it, man. Whatever you need to do, man, go look at the Notre Dame and Alabama game again and think about what they should have did or what they could have did.
Bro.
You know?
Bro. Are you going to brag on a game that occurred 9 years ago for real?
Wow.
Have y'all been back since?
I didn't even know it was 9 years ago.
Okay. Bro, I'm just saying, brag about what y'all done did recently, bro. Like, y'all didn't won championships since beating us. You bringing up old shit and shit, bro. That shit got fucking spider webs and shit all on it, bro. Blow the dust off that win first. What the fuck?
You're right. When y'all return to prominence, man, I'll bring y'all back up. Sorry.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Cut his ass off.
Fucking cut you.
Talking crazy. You see what you get? Get your ass cut off.
Fuck,
that
was
by mistake.
By my man's no.
Nah,
yeah, dap me up, all that.
Nah,
yeah.
Nah.
Did that shit on purpose.
No,
we
didn't.
In sync.
No,
yeah, champ. Tim knows. Like, let me get
that
this.
Shit taking forever to start back up. All right, in the meantime, in between times, you can hit us up on our landline or right here on Twitter Spaces until we get Discord back up. I quit the app by mistake.
Damn, quit the whole app.
Yeah, the whole app. The whole app.
It's all right. Shit,
let me see if we got any super chats we last
That shit sound crazy on
you
the
back?
Fucking show, though. It sounds like they just cut you off as soon as you said the shit about the Notre Dame game.
Oh, okay. They don't even hear me. Yo, C-Dub, my bad. My bad.
It's cool. It's cool with you?
Yeah.
All right.
You see what happens when you talk crazy?
He's lying.
You see what happens when you talk crazy?
Dana, man. Cut the shit, then.
Man, fuck that Alabama shit, man.
Hey, shit. All right, man, on to the boxing, man. I don't know where we left off, but shit, TBV, shout out, smash the fight button this week. Do something with yourself. I denounced my religion a long time ago, man. This is one of the reasons why. I mean, many reasons, but it's just too many restrictions, too many constraints in his real life to deal with. If he was a Baptist, he would just repent. But when you're a Muslim or Jehovah's Witness, it may be a little more serious. You know, if you're a Jehovah's Witness and you don't follow the letter to the T, you get sent to another church, or like you don't get to pray with everybody. You gotta go, you know, off and do some rebuilding and shit. So yeah, man, I wish he was a Baptist and he could just repent. But being a Muslim and he followed the letter to the T, he may have to do it, man. And he may just need to move up because you can't just not do Ramadan. But on to the bud, the glove gate. People just reaching, man. They're gonna reach. You know, the glove gate is not the same as Wilder because the officials looked at it and okayed it. So, like Nessa saying, like others are saying, blame the officials. Don't blame Bud. Don't say Bud has something up his sleeve when the officials looked at it and approved the fight to go on. They should have stopped the fight right then and said, go get some new gloves right
mm-hmm.
then and there. But you got to hear the outlandish people, man. On to the bullshit. They said, man, he hit so hard that that's the reason the gloves came out. This is what you got people saying. Even after they know that it's faulty stuff being made all the time. Zion came out of his shoes.
Word is born. First time ever putting them on, too.
Right. And then, like...
Do you remember when the NBA switched to Nike, from Adidas to Nike, that legit uniforms was falling apart, bro?
Mm.
Like threads from the uniforms was falling. Now you're seeing motherfuckers compression shorts, like legit. And this is Nike, Phil Knight. You feel me?
Right. So they got to know when they're a troll too. I mean, but maybe they don't because they're just so fanatic. They're such fanboys that they don't know that when a kid playing football breaks his helmet, it don't mean that he hit so hard. Nobody thought that the kid had unbelievable power. Everybody thought the helmet was faulty. So just think that, man. When the gloves.
Why you mad? People believe Crawford got unbelievable power though. He the only one with what, 11 straight knockouts now? Is it 10 or 11?
Against Jose Benavidez. We're not even going to. See, you trying to get me to go there, man.
I didn't see Mauricio Herrera Benavidez.
Hey, and I shouldn't even do this, but look, man, he's just trying to find a reason to hang up and cut your ass off again.
He lying. I'm about to go see how many knockouts in a row this shit is.
We're not going to fall for the Bastiani. All right,
so it started on Molina.
Reviews and then clown. We're not going to fall for the trip bag. We're not falling for it, man. Listen, man, it ain't unbelievable power, man. It's faulty equipment. Don't blame Bud. There's nothing there. Blame the officials.
Damn, why is only 10? I thought he been was at 10.
Don't do no witch Salem trial shit, you know, looking for the witch hunt. Yeah, to blame the officials. Blame the right people, man. You know, shout out TBV. Smash that like button. It's free.
Chan, appreciate it. Who next?
Damn, it really is only 10. I thought it was 11 with this one. James Benitez.
Talk to us.
Twitter Spaces, what up?
Make sure to unmute, champ.
Yo, what's up, Ness? You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yo, Ness, you hear me?
Hey, man, why people calling in acting like Devin Haney's the LeBron James of boxing, man? Like he's going to make an organization like Top Rank make concessions to him, man. If Top Rank wants him to fight, whenever the hell they want him to fight, he's going to have to fight. You know, Lomachenko's the one that got that long-term death row deal.
Because it ain't a co-promotion.
I'm just saying, bro. Devin Haney only got that one fight left on that contract. So who really are they more invested in? If Devin wants to sign a long-term deal with Top Rank or whatever, they may consider hearing him out or whatnot and try to move up to date.
Well,
but until then,
he's going to have to get
whatever the hell's on the table.
The difference is that, you know what I'm saying, Top Rank and Devin Haney Promotions, they work together. You get what I'm saying? It's a co-promotion.
Man. Yeah, who got the bigger bag and who got to listen to who?
So
just tell me that right there.
Right. So one person has the bag and then one person – you know, calls the shots. Yeah, that's how that goes.
Okay, so yeah, Top Rank has the bag and they still call the shots, man. You know, Devin's not there yet, man. You know, we're in an era right now where we got undisputed boxers getting discredited all the time. Devin Haney, he's probably the one of the worst treated ones, and we got Jermell Charlo, another one that's treated unfairly. You know, so that's just the way it is right now. So Devin, he can either just go ahead and vacate that belt, or you're going to have to deal with what they have to say. You know, that's just how I look at it, man. Other than that, you know, there's times when, like, with the Crawford thing, man, you know, I'm not going to go into glove gate and things like that, but when sanctioning the bodies or whatever let things go on that they feel that is getting bad backlash or whatever, they normally try to go back and make it a no contest, similar to what the Gabriel Maestra and the Michael Fox did when WBA made that a no contest. WBO should make that shit a no contest. Simple as that, with the backlash with the gloves
WBA WBA did that because of the relation to Maestre and Mendoza. There's no relation to Crawford and the WBO. The WBO has nothing to do with Everlast. Everlast is taking responsibility for their gloves.
I got you.
If anything,
even still, you know that
the commission could always perhaps be more strict on the inspection moving forward of the gloves, especially. You know, with this little asterisk next to Everlast, maybe keeping an extra eye out or just something to be more conscious of along with Everlast themselves, bro.
But there's not going to be just an asterisk to Everlast. It's going to be an asterisk to Buzz Wynn all in all because of this shit. And you know that.
Nah, I don't know that.
I'm just saying, man, regardless of the fact, man, what Bernie said yesterday, them shits bust in the locker room, and then the shit that occurred during the match and everything, they knowingly went, and they should have went ahead and got some new pair of gloves or even had, I don't know, man, what they could have did. They could have did something, but it's always going to be a bad look. It's going to be a stain on this win. Even though it was a dominant performance, it's still going to be a stain on it. Other than that, man, hey, how you guys feel about Mel saying he ain't moving over for nobody, man? He's going
like
to stay at 154 his whole career. Yeah, so we're going to get a chance to see if Bud can really step on this nigga or not, man. Either way it goes, man. Hey, shout out to y'all, man. Appreciate what y'all do every day, man. And I'm out.
All right. Let's see who is next.
Who got nobody on Block Talk?
Who's Jerome, what up? Special feature.
What up? Good morning, fellas.
What up, champ?
As far as this whole thing with Bud knee gloves, we all saw that fight. The man was losing the fight anyway, and Bud could have knocked this man out with sock and boppers on his hands. That's on the commission and Everlast for giving him faulty gloves in the first place. As far as Devin Haney and Robinson, I mean, I kind of agree with C-Dub. I'm Christian, and if this is what this man has to do for his religion, then you got to do that. Now, we all know what it's really about this promoter trying to get that belt back. They want him to fight during Ramadan, what he's doing this fast, and hoping he's not going to be at his best so they can try to get that belt on Chico and get it back where they control the belt because they know they're not going to be able to control the belt when Devin Haney has it. That's all that really is, man. That's my call.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate the call, champ. And if anybody wants to call in,
A-Side Stainless Discord.
TBV, what's good? You can hear me?
Yep.
Cool. I'm sorry. I'm going to fail my Bluetooth today. I don't really have much on the subject. I mean, the Crawford glove thing is I didn't get a Tyson Fury glove, gave my attention, so I'm not going to get a spark.
I mean, the difference is Everlast didn't come out and defend Tyson Fury's first fight gloves.
True. I mean, either way, man, it's like the last caller just said, Avanesian was obviously losing that fight. And, I mean, if all of a sudden, you know, Bud went from losing to knocking him out, then I might question him more. But, I mean, like Tyson Fury at the time, we did all consider him to be more pillow-fisted, so to see him do that to Wilder, it did kind of raise a little speculation in that. But this was a little different. As far as the Haney thing, look, man, I don't care if you Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, or atheist, man. I respect your religion and the way that you practice it. So if you need the time off, then we need to give it to you. We can't say we fans and be upset when people don't make fights. For bullshit reasons, but when they actually give a legitimate way, stating it's an excuse, not accepted for a reason. That's all I got on the topics. I do want to talk on this, like I said, that raffle. Ness, Danny, y'all can set the price to get in on a raffle.
Hold on, Sam, you cutting out.
Sorry, I got a phone call. A one-year $15 tier. From me. So, like I said, I know we don't really do raffles anymore, but we're picking on, say, New Year's Eve so it can start fresh on New Year's. All right.
Sam, appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all, man. I've been with TBV, but 2016 to 2017, a long-time listener, a long-time caller. There's one thing that I've learned that everybody else, just because they ain't calling in, don't mean that they ain't a fan or going through what we might be going through. So I'm just trying to pay it forward. As I always say, please make sure you push the thumbs up. Share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice podcast. This is TV for life. If you ain't on Patreon, that's because you're stupid. Shout out to El Camino. Peace.
Shout out, Sam. Shout out. Appreciate the call as always, and I appreciate the jester. Holiday season, he in a given mood.
For sure, man. Thank you to Stainless. You've been rocking with us for a long time. James Payne, Tennessee.
Yo, it's me. It's me, the ambassador of the great state of Tennessee. It's your boy, James Payne, Mr. Lethal himself. And you know, like I know,
the best part of waking up.
It's TBV in my cup always, man. Shout out to the alumni of TBV that made their phrase world famous. And on to the discussion for the day. Yo, I apologize for the raindrops. You know, I can't control the weather. But, you know, I'm going to give my perspective on these situations. I don't feel nothing malicious was going on in the Crawford situation. So, you know, I'm one of many that thinks that it was just defective gloves. Those that person that sent that super chat talking about Everlast, they are very fucking accurate. I know myself and a trainer for my fight. I went through two pair of Everlast in 6 weeks, brand new pairs fresh out the wrapper. 6 weeks, I destroyed two pair, and my hand was hurting like a motherfucker, and I've never used Everlast again. I swapped up to Title for training, and then I used fighting gloves when I was actually scrapping, so, you know. Everlast, y'all definitely need to get on top of some public relations, some damage control, and try to restore public confidence in your defective-ass product, especially since y'all taking the blame. I do feel Evanesian is owed some type of compensation. Motherfuckers get compensated for fender benders and shit less than that. So if you win a ring on a worldwide stage and you get knocked unconscious by niggas with stuffing coming out as gloves and shit, they look a little fishy, and I will feel some type of way about it. Your public image took a hit. You've been publicly embarrassed and shit. You're going to have to serve a suspension because you was unconscious, so you got to serve out your suspension period. Kudos to you for getting your check, your biggest payday as of yet. But, I mean, goddamn, on the back end, somebody, whether it's Everlast or Silk, man, somebody need to cut a check, man, throw an extra quarter on it, that meal, you know what I'm saying? On to the Haney situation, I feel like us in the community, especially us as fight fans, we definitely should have more respect for people's personal beliefs and the way that they rock it, man, you know what I'm saying? The man's a Muslim. Muslim is a very disciplined religion, and I have the utmost respect and a reverence for the people as they participate and as they humble themselves to submit to the ritual and the regimen that they have to go through, man. And so we have a documented past of Top Rank favoring a certain classification of fighters. I hope that this is not a continuation of that, and I think this is a great opportunity for Top Rank to prove that they're turning over a new leaf and to be accommodating to Lord Haney, considering he's an undisputed champion, and though it might be for a temporary time, he was waving a Top Rank flag, so that makes your company look good as shit. And so I think y'all need to think about that and make some compensations. And whenever Haney gets in the ring with Lomachenko, I'm fully confident Haney going to turn the White Wolf into a motherfucking White Walker. And I can't remember if there was something else I was talking about, but I'm going to go ahead and round it off there and let y'all get to the rest of the callers. Oh, yeah, one more thing. I wouldn't be so quick to be, you know, very judgmental of the judges and the commission. Like, they human beings. They make mistakes. It happens to us all. But if there is a repeat offender situation, or these judges' names have been mentioned or brought up in other situations where some type of negligence was displayed, then I do think there should be some type of disciplinary action, more so on the monetary side, because I don't believe in taking people's livelihood away because they fucked up once or even twice. But, I mean, if it's going to be a repeat situation and they showing favoritism, then go ahead, snatch them licenses and tell a nigga go be a greeter at Walmart or something. So with that being said, man, that's my call. Y'all know what it is, man. It's the illest, trillest, dopest boxing podcast in the entire galaxy. Third rock from the sun, astrologically, even in the rain, is James Payne, Mr. Lethal himself, the Blue Collar Bullet, the Cliche Clean, the Ambassador of Tennessee, and all that dope shit. And I'm a holler at y'all, TBB, La Familia for life.
I got a member, Omar S. He's been a member for 12 months at the prospect level. Shout out to you. We do appreciate that and the support. Looks like he sent a super chat and has this to say. It's a member super chat, so he gets one free one per month for being a member. And it says, Devin wasn't the one that chose franchise to duck. So shout out to you. And looks like we got...
Ain't lying. Who we got?
Kareef McCray's $2 super chat says, those gloves were worn in already and broken in. Okay. Hustlers Home says, $5 super chat, the problem with the gloves is they didn't change them. Salute TBV and the chat. Javier Maldonado says, what about Loma, who is practicing Orthodox Lent? Is from February 22 to April 6th. Sounds like y'all don't care about that because it's not Haney.
Bro,
you're right. No. He's right. We don't care. He's not the A side. That's how boxing works. So take your little dumbass super chat and shove it up your candy ass because it don't work like
that.
It's not. No, but it don't work like that. It's never been about the B side's religion and if the B side's available. Motherfucker, you the B side. You either available when the champ wants you to fight or you don't ain't got the fight. The fuck is you talking about? Wasting money to say dumb shit. Dumb motherfucker. Mm. That's so stupid. Then you try to blame and say we buyers. No. There's one A-side in the fight. You think Billy Joe was running around here saying he got a religion or he don't want to fight in Texas? The fuck is you talking about? Moronic shit. What up, Mo?
Hey, Slim.
What up?
Man, calm down, man. He got you riled up, Mo. But, yeah, man, y'all too busy worried about motherfucking Loma, man. This shit don't have nothing to do with Loma, man. This is all about Shakur. I'm trying to tell you. Everything is lining up. They tweeting the same shit, Slim. And I think what Top Rank want is they see more money at Haney at 140. You dig what I'm sort of selling you? And they enlist Shakur, and they see more interest in Shakur running 135. And I don't really think they want to make Haney versus Shakur. You dig? So they working some shit out where you know, you going to see Shakur, and they want Shakur to retire Loma. That's always been the plan, you dig? But let's go to this glove gate. The last thing the welterweight division needs, Mo, is a motherfucking glove gate scandal. God damn, it didn't matter if the motherfuckers Everlast, Blast, whatever the fuck gloves they were. Bud could have been in 22-ounce gloves. That Bama was getting stopped. You dig? And I know the shit was busting out. Who gives a fuck, man? Bud was dominating that shit, Slim. I mean, come on, man. God damn. Motherfuckers love a soap opera. Shit.
You know boxing's a soap opera. It's all about the drama, champ.
I know. You know, I always come on this. I've been coming on this. Y'all, they love this shit, Slim. What is the infatuation with this shit? God damn. Just take the fuck with you. Yeah, Mo.
I was just going to say, boxing's toxic, man.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I come with a different, try to come with a different and original point of view. And like I say, this is not about Loma. I'm going to go back to the 130, because I don't even like to talk about the welterweight division. Fuck that glove gate shit. Fuck them gloves. Y'all motherfuckers can run with that soap opera if y'all want. But, yeah, it's all about Shakur, man. You're going to see Shakur clean up. And Haney, I think Top Rank see more money at Haney at 140. It's better fights for him there. And I think they're going to work something out where they give him an extension, and he's going to make his run at 140. That's when you're going to see the best of Haney is at 140. Well, that's it, Mo. That's all I got, man.
All right, champ. Man, thank you for calling in. We do appreciate your takes. And we're going to get to the next caller. Looks like up next, Twitter Spaces, is Larry Smooth.
Yeah.
If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. Put this episode in the eyes of others. You know, help us grow. Go ahead and unmute, Larry.
What's good, fellas? How y'all feeling today, man?
Another day, another podcast.
Word, man. Appreciate the show as always. Man, shout out to y'all. Shout out to the good brothers, the Bad Call. Shout out to the Get Down, the Lay Down Management Group. You know, first and foremost, show the Devin Haney situation. Honestly, like LV and a lot of other callers said, I think he should just move up, man. I was in the live chat on YouTube trolling niggas, but I would like to see him fight Shakur, but obviously I don't think that Bob is interested in making that fight right now, so. If they don't want to honor the man's religion and they don't want to give him the same concessions that they gave Beterbiev, then I think he should just dip, go up to 140 and you know what I'm saying, and just keep it moving, man. As far as the glove gate thing goes, people got to put this shit to rest after the day, man. As many callers have said, man, he was beating the dog shit out of this guy. This guy didn't have a chance. Like, it was no reason for this, for Bud to cheat. So, I mean, like, we got to get that shit up, man. So that's really all I got, bro. Y'all have a good one. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. All right. You as well. Appreciate the call. Appreciate you tuning in. Let's see who else we got. 425-569-5241 for those of you.
I got a couple more people on Twitter. Looks like Trafalgar. What up?
You. What's good, Ness? I just want to add a question for you again, bro. I'm confused on how they talking about Shakur and Dev. Shakur and Dev saying they want to fight and shit, but my thing is Dev say he ain't got too much longer at 135. When the hell that fight going to happen? Like, what you think on that?
Maybe 140.
Yeah, that should have happened in no time soon.
Only way it's happening now is if they offer a lot of money for it, like, because –
yeah.
You know, they gotta not only offer the money, but they gotta also skip Loma. They want Loma to get
exactly.
The shot.
Yeah, but my thing is, when Shakur go to 140, you know, he ain't even fight at 135. That'll be years down the line. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know, because Shakur only lasted, but what? Not
one,
even,
two fights
not
at 35?
I mean, more than because of the bubble, but it was not even two full years at 30.
See, that shit crazy to me. I was just thinking about that. I seen Dev tweet yesterday, you know, he got a hard time making 135. I'm like, what the fuck? How you going to fight Shakur? I feel like Dev going to UD Loma easy.
like easy. I just think it's gonna be easy. Low UD, I think Loma too small, and then I just want to see him fight Shakur. But I just feel like that's gonna be way down the line. You know what I mean?
That's
all I had to say. I just wanted y'all to take on that, bro. I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, man.
No,
thank you
agreeance,
for calling
bro.
In.
I think I'm in agreement. I think that's a fight that we see later down the line. But let's see who else we got. It looks like we got somebody out on Blog Talk. Or is that the same one?
We still got some people over
okay.
here. Discord, Twitter Spaces. We got Decatur, Georgia. I'll check that number on Blog Talk now. Lidge Low, what up?
Yo, TBV, what happening, man?
What up?
Man, everything, coach. I said TBV, Danny, you about to speak too, champ?
What up, champ? I just ain't want to talk over you. That's rude. I ain't nothing.
Yeah. I know. It's all deep, bro. When I speak, shout out, this is genuine, you dig? So I expect it back. You
sure.
feel me?
What's up,
nah, but check, though. Everything gravy, man. Hey, check, this is what happened. I went back and looked at the Bud fight, right?
Right.
So all this time I've been liking Bud. Bud ain't shit. Let me tell you what he did.
Oh, wow.
He went to the corner. Him and Bo-Mac were talking. Bo-Mac said, I'm going to take your mouthpiece out. You're going to rip the glove with your teeth. And then so the cushion can come out. And then that way you can knock out David Avenesian, you know, because you're not a knockout type of person. So Bud said, bet. He ripped the glove. He go back in there. The referee saw him. He go to the side. He winked at the commission. Commission said, you know what? You got it, Bud. As long as you knock him out of the ring, this round, we ain't going to trip. Bud said, bet it up, my guy. He go out there, 3-6 his ass, and he up out of there. That's what happened. Everybody happy now? Bud ripped the damn gloves. Y'all got him. He fucked up finally. After all this time, y'all got him. I just had to troll y'all fucker for a while, man. But as far as this, my boy Devin, Bob know all about Ramadan. So if the fight don't happen because they don't want to do it before Ramadan, then, I understand Loma got his shit too. But, hey, Bob know all about Ramadan, so it ain't no excuses, really. Huh?
I don't want to hear, no excuses.
Oh, yeah, right on. No excuses, my guy. So, and if Loma don't want the action, get your ass out of the way. Everybody knows Shakur willing and ready. But we also, if you paid attention to Shakur and Devin for a long time now, they've been saying years ago they know they're going to meet up at 147. Devin always been that one weight above him. Y'all can take it however you want. I'm just telling y'all what the people said. So I'm looking for them at 140, maybe 147. Shout out to everybody. I'm out to count. Bud, rip them gloves, man. I'm out.
Dang, use his teeth, though. Violent, man. We going out to Little Tommy, Florida. Little Tommy, you got to unmute.
Yo, you got me?
We got you.
Yeah, it'd be delayed sometimes. So, but shout out TVV. I got a couple things to talk about because I've been I don't know. I guess my services was bad the last couple of days listening to the show. I couldn't really call in. But somebody called us a while ago and said certain people ain't gonna give Dev the credit if he beat Lomachenko. Nah, that ain't true. I think 99% of the people gonna get that man credit if he beat Lomachenko. I'm one of them. So he coming off a 3-fight win streak against good competition. So you gotta give him the props if he beat Loma. The glove gate thing, like everybody said, nigga, you seen it? The commission said what they said. He went out there, he entered the fight, and that's that. Like it ain't nothing on Bud. Anybody trying to put it on Bud just want that man to fail, because the last couple of days people been calling in, all in the man's pockets, calling him a liar. He ain't made this much money. They done gave away 10,000 tickets. Blah blah blah, like. Them, whoever call in and say that, they just miserable in life right now. Just to try to talk that much down about another person, that shit weird. I don't know where they do that at. What else I'm trying to get at? Yeah, y'all talked about the T.O. I had T.O. winning. If worst case, if they would have caught that second knockdown, a knockdown, then yeah, probably a draw. But I ain't mad at it because, you know, he was pretty much winning the whole fight. And, you know, they ain't call a knockdown, but, you know, that happens. Green Machine with Bud, for you Bud fans. And me personally, I had Ugas knocking, getting a knockdown versus Earl when he fell into the ropes. The ropes kept him up. So it happens in Boston. They don't call it all the time. I'm just trying to catch up on everything I was hearing y'all talk about this week so far. Yeah, Keyshawn Davis, that nigga fired up, boy. I know he ain't get the stoppage what people was hoping he would have got, but I ain't really that type that cry if you don't stop somebody. That man looked real, real good Saturday night, boy. Him, me, and Jared Anderson, so props up to them. I can't wait to see what they do next. Shit, I'm just trying to see what else going on. When y'all going to talk about you going to have a show about Rivera and, Frank Martin coming up?
Tomorrow.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
We talking about T.O. this afternoon, so we would like you guys to call in to our afternoon show, calling that Puck Talk. Yeah, Tommy, man, let me get to some other callers. I do appreciate you. Looks like we got Caesar. Say that. What up? Caesar.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing?
Straight.
Doing good, champ.
Straight, champs. I haven't seen you guys in a while. I haven't listened to you guys in a while, but today was a good topic because I've been hearing you guys talking about the Devin Haney thing. We talked before about it, the weight situation, and that's what's coming up right now. It's all about the weight. You know, when he fought Lomachenko, it's going to be all about that weight. And Frank is trying to push for to give that little advantage to Loma. I don't think he needed it.
They're going
to
push themselves out of that fight, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
he has had to, as a world champion, 2 years in a row now, put his body through training camp during Ramadan. And now as the undisputed champ, I don't think that he should, especially for a fight like this. And if they can't accommodate, then move the fuck up, move around. That's their loss.
Well, he got a contract with them for a few fights, right?
I mean, this is the last one, but, yo, if you can't get the fight off, like, they legit fought in October. 6 months after that, or 5 months after that is March. Like, that's more than enough time.
So, you guys, so what you're saying is that you guys are admitting that Haney cannot wait, make that weight no more, 135, right?
I'm not admitting that.
No, definitely not. I'm saying that he should not have to.
All we're doing is reporting that Haney wants to fight in March and Loma does not.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he should have to wait through Ramadan and put himself through that.
When Loma fight was not that long ago, right?
October,
2 weeks after Devin.
Okay, so they both in the same boat.
Right, and
that's what we're saying.
The only problem is that Haney is on full development of his body, of his at his age, right?
No, that's not the problem.
No,
the only problem is that they want to fight in March and Loma does not.
Okay, but why they want to fight in
because
March?
Because of Ramadan.
Okay, but he fought through Ramadan before.
And he shouldn't have to. He is the undisputed lightweight champion of the world. He's the A side. He shouldn't have to. He let his co-promoter, right, because they work alongside, he let his co-promoter in Top Rank know, hey, Bob, just to remind you, because you are 91, I am Muslim. Ramadan does take place every year during this time. That's 5 months from now. I would like to fight before that as your undisputed champion. What's
so
difficult about that?
No, it's not nothing difficult. He got the right. Like you guys said, he's in the A side. Now, when he going to pull the plug? Because now it's looked like he's negotiating. Now it looks like he's the A side, but he's telling them, hey, let's do this negotiation and let's work it before, right? So he's giving them a chance of, okay, you guys going to listen to me. At what point you think he going to push the plug and say, well, it's no fight then with Lomachenko, which a lot of people been doing that these days. They've been saying, well, Crawford just did it. Crawford is an example. Crawford said, okay, you guys ain't negotiating. Let's go. I go with so-and-so. So he can
do that. Yeah, but he can't do that because he signed a top rank. So all he could do is not finalize negotiations for Loma, but he can't just turn around and fight someone else because you got an active promoter.
He can tell him, hey, look, find me somebody else. I'm pulling the plug. I'm not a –
Yeah, no.
Going
if,
no more.
If he says, you don't want to get me a date before March for 135, I'm moving up, then that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't say that yet.
Okay, so because that's what I've been saying from forever. That problem in this situation, if you guys say it as it's Ramadan, but it's really also the part of the weight. The weight is going to be an issue for
Caesar. If that was the issue, why does he want? If that's the issue, why does he want to fight in March?
Wouldn't he
want
more time?
You keep coming on here trying to insinuate that the weight is the issue for Haney, but he's the fucking person asking to fight now. He's not the one trying to wait. But you keep saying to my audience that he's the one with an issue making weight, but he's the one in a rush to make the weight. He's the one saying, let's make the fight.
Because he knows the longer it takes, the worse it's going to be for him. He's in full development of him. I'm not trying to tell your audience nothing. I'm just trying to tell you my observation of the whole situation Devin Haney, which I say a month ago. And it's legit. You see how he struggled to make the weight with Kambosos, right?
I didn't see
and
him struggle,
the same
no.
thing happened with Teal.
No, I did
yeah,
not.
Yeah, he struggled, man.
How did he struggle? Brother, he came in underweight.
You saw it.
Not at the limit.
Caesar, you're spreading
draws.
A lot of false information. I'm going to let you go because
struggling to make weight
is what happened to Shakur. Struggling to make weight is when you miss weight.
Having to come back to scale.
When you need a second attempt.
Let me get that towel. Can I get the towel to put in front of me because I have to take my drawers off to try to get the last 1 ounce? Or how about let me cut my hair on the scale because I need the extra ounce or two?
Yeah, I just think that he's not understanding. When you struggle, you're cutting your hair. When you struggle, you know, you're chewing gum. When you struggle, you know, you didn't drink or eat for however long. So, you know, I don't know that I would say he struggled because you've seen him look a certain way. He came in under the limit, and he didn't need a second attempt to do that. So, you know, your opinion of how he looked has nothing to do with what he had to do to get to that weight. Liam, what up?
And I just want to throw out there, y'all saying all this. He still made the weight, not just under, not just without dropping drawers, without a motherfucking sauna or a sauna suit. You know what I'm saying? Out, like, from the work, from the hands of James Lockwood. You know?
Counterpunch for Stainless.
Stainless.
On Discord.
Make sure to unmute.
Not hearing him. All right. We got Liam on Twitter Spaces.
Talk to us, champ.
What's up, fellas?
What up?
What's up? Yo, real quick to the guy who was throwing shade at Spence when he said there was no other side of the street talk when Pacquiao lost the horn, but that was Pacquiao's last fight contractually with Top Rank. But as far as Haney, right, I agree with most of the callers. I think Bob, he's trying to put him in a position to lose and get that belt. I think because maybe Lomachenko, he hasn't got his return on his investment with Lomachenko, because just keep it real, Lomachenko been fighting in five K-seater arenas, barely selling out or selling out at all, you know what I'm saying, and getting a big purse. And another reason is Haney's got his business in order. Like, when after the fight is done and you're, like, counting all the profits, you know, someone with their own promotional company, there's less meat on the bone for you as far as Bob Arum, as opposed to paying an employee like Lomachenko or Shakur. So, yeah, I think they want Haney to get up off that belt. Thanks, fellas.
All right, all right. Hey, Stainless, let me see if I can bring you back on. In the meantime, looks like we got
between time.
King Bourne. Don't forget to smash that thumbs up if you're watching this right here on YouTube. King Bourne, what up?
Make sure to smash that subscribe button as we are trying to reach our next goal of 161,000.
Bourne going once. Bourne going once.
Going twice.
Stainless, what up?
Yo, you hear me, right?
I hear you. Yo, now, King Bourne.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, this how I be doing it, right? I love my TBV comrades. I love my TBV live chat comrades. Let's get to the shit, man. This glove gate shit, these gloves were split. Yo, these goddamn Buck Crawford gloves are split like raggedy pussy lips. And let me tell y'all something, too. All y'all goddamn Boots fans, these damn callers on here, their dick gonna get harder than a goddamn big booty stripper with lips like a hippopotamus when he get a title shot. You heard? Let me tell you else something, too. Rona got a goddamn football. 2023, he's out of here. And my slogan for 2023, for the whole boxing community, let your man be. Your man ain't on. Your man ain't doing what you need him to do. Your man, a.k.a. your favorite boxer, let him be, man. We got too many up-and-coming dudes, Keyshawn Davis. We got shit popping over here. 135 is live. Remember 140 and Blunts. Everybody going to get it in. I don't know who's going to lose or win. They going to get the shit in, y'all. And do me a favor. You around somebody, tap your man, and tell him the Boxing Voice plan. The Boxing Voice plan, the livest, subscribe, foulest, wildest, boxer shit on goddamn YouTube. Ness, you can't diss me. You can't diss us this week because you know what's going on. Frank Martin, the middle like he just came home. Cut the dreads off, got the Caesar and the Half Moon. He going to destroy Michelle Rivera. You heard? And let me tell y'all, fellas, y'all goddamn Frenchmen, that Danny DeVore shit, that shit ain't nothing but nonsense, man. How the fuck he didn't do nothing? The man, Lorena, was doing the Macarena with him in the ring and shit. Bullshit ref, fuck these refs, yo. They're playing games, man. Like Wilder said, if he didn't have Jack Reese, he would have been undefeated. You know what I mean? We saw the fights last week. The dude wasn't even holding him. He got disqualified against Marcus Violet and shit. Come on, man. What's all these bullshit refs in boxing? Well, let me tell y'all something, man. All y'all Alan Usyk fans out here, he going to hunt down Danny DeVore like a sand cat does a gecko ligget, like a gecko lizard in the desert. Love y'all. I got the live chat wilding. I got Boxing Voice wilding. Your man 2023. Goddamn, Adrian Broner going to be a commentator for Triller, man. He going to be out the game. Come on, how you come? Y'all talking 2 months. He going to get rid of that gut? Fuck out of here. Put your money on Red Cat. Red Cat.
Nah, put your money on Twin, man. He doing it for the hood. I believe in AB.
Man, fuck that. He's a commentator now.
We're
going
to get
like
to some other callers, brother. Y'all. Appreciate you. Stainless, what up?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yo, this counterpunch is special for fucking Brandon Lenz. And that's that number you gave me. That's the number you gave me last year when we was trying to do the appreciation party. I mean, I've been calling this man and texting this man from the same number for like a year now, and he still ain't responded. Vega can tell you somehow I done mysteriously got blocked from him. He don't see me, you know what I'm saying, on a back call, you know what I'm saying. Dollar DiBiase didn't already get at me. I wasn't going to go here, but you know what I'm saying, since my man seemed to think that ducking me is cool when it comes to doing, like, these mixtapes and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't sleep when it comes to that. And right now he's sleeping. He's going to get slept on. He's going to get slept. It don't make no sense, that man that big, but he ducking my old ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just trying to make music, so get at me. I know Neston gave you my number. Bowden gave me your number and gave you my number. I don't understand how I ain't talked to you yet. This is becoming bigger than the guy to be, Brandon. Don't let it go there, man. Now, as always, say, please make sure you push the thumbs up. Share this and every episode
of
the Black Voice Podcast.
I mean, it don't make sense. A fucking year.
Nah,
that's crazy.
Hey, no.
If you ain't on Patreon, you know what I'm saying?
It's because
you know what I'm saying? If you ain't on Patreon, you know what I'm saying? You Brandon Lenz. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to El Camino. Peace.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, man. Alan Rodriguez, what up?
Hey, you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, how you guys doing? How you doing, Ness? How you doing, Danny?
What up, Tim? What up? What up?
Doing good, man. Man, we got some wild callers, man. You're talking some reckless shit. Anyways, let's get to the point quick. You can just tell how bad Devin Haney wants to fight. He wants to get Lomachenko out of the picture as fast as possible, bro. When they met in the middle of the ring, Lomachenko looked up in his eyes like, man, this guy big as fuck. You know, you already know
what he said. He ain't no lightweight. He's a heavyweight.
Bro, look, man, the situation looks very bad in Ukraine. Mentally, that hits him, man. And he's obviously going.
Don't do that, bro. Don't do that.
He wants it as fast as possible, bro. Just to get him out the picture. It's going to boost him up in the ranks, whatever, however that shit works. Lomachenko's not going to win that fight, man. He's just not.
Oh, I'm in agreement with you. Absolutely.
But I'm not saying Lomachenko is not a good fighter. I'm not saying he's a C-class fighter. No. It's just, like I said, it looks way better on Devin Haney's side. It's just funny. But, and another thing, I got a couple questions about the Crawford fight. Did they let Crawford fight, like, you know, when they met in the middle of the ring, they touched gloves?
Nah, the glove shit happened, like, that round or the round before.
Oh, okay.
So it happened.
Go to the corner and check the gloves no matter what.
Yeah, it happened during the fight. So that's when they did call him over in the middle of the round to look at the gloves. And, you know, that was that.
Damn, man, I don't like that.
He got the knockout right after.
Yeah, very nice knockout, man. Set it up nice. But how did they just let that happen? I mean, what else were they going to do? To put tape on the glove during the fight? I mean, that would have looked bad.
Yeah, I don't know. People talked about taking the glove off, but that's a pretty lengthy process. The cuff on the glove is wrapped and signed by the commission, so you got to get all that tape off. It's a good amount. You got to get all that tape off, get that glove off.
They cut it off, though.
Yeah.
It could be done, but, yeah, they didn't do it, man. They didn't do it. Listen,
I got a couple other things, man. Either Devin Haney fights Isaac Cruz or he fights Teo. But supposedly Teofimo is at 140 now, right? He's 140 pounds.
Isaac ain't fighting Devin, bro.
He just said no to support.
But it's a better fight than Lomachenko, man. Because Isaac Cruz getting rid of Lomachenko in the corner. We know that. You know what happened with Orlando and Lomachenko and during his early career, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know that Isaac Cruz is beating Lomachenko. You out here wilding.
All right. It's my opinion, man. All right. But I see him getting clipped, man. It's pretty old, man.
I wouldn't mind it, but I don't know. Yeah. His biggest win is Gamboa. Like, man, you guys are really hating this guy.
Oh, come on, man. All right, guys. You guys take care, man. Very good show, man. One more thing. How is Al Heyman gonna do business with BLK Prime, man?
He doesn't have to. Bud is not with BLK.
Bud is a free agent. You guys got to pay more attention, at least to the show or to just the news. Like, why does he got to deal with Black Prime? Bud is not with Black Prime. He did a one-off event with Black Prime. One-off event, fellas. We got a couple super chats I need to get to.
Let's get to them.
We last stopped off at Javier Maldonado, and then Kareef McCray comes back and says, $2 Super Chat, gloves were worn. Look at the picture. Six rounds? No way. Solo TV, $10 Super Chat, just showing love. No words. We appreciate you.
Appreciate the love.
Alan G, $5 Super Chat, says, Rob G said commission wasn't even present when they were wrapping hands on ES News. Seems like commission didn't care. Rob G is Robert Garcia, who had a fighter on the undercard. Huang Mancha, $2 Super Chat, says, well spoken, champ. And James Benitez in Huntsville, Alabama, says, Devin is not the A-side. Just because you got the belts don't mean jack. Devin should just vacate and let Shakur Loma happen. LV Slugger.
Yeah, you wrong, but all right. LV.
$2 Super Chat says, Shakur versus Haney won't happen until welterweight. Damn.
I can see it at 40.
James Benitez right back. He says, y'all need to stop with the champion is the A-side talk. Tank is the A-side versus Haney. Loma is the A-side versus Haney. Just acknowledge it. It is what it is.
Yeah, Tank is Tank. Tank a pay-per-view star. Loma is not the A-side.
Majid. Can we get Bill Haney on?
Honestly, I don't even know if I would say Loma's the B-side. It might be Aegis and then Loma the C-side.
Aegis, the manager?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? SDX Renzi, where you been at?
What up, man? I ain't heard your name in a minute.
Hey, man, I just got back from Africa, man.
Damn.
To the boxing show. Soon as I landed that night, I was supposed to hit big, man, but y'all know they robbed us with the Sandor fight.
Yo, I bet on that motherfucker, too. I was tight.
The bets y'all gave me, bro. The Sandor, if he would have got that, that was plus 5,000, man, off a dollar bet. And I promise you, they robbed him, bro. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. T.O., they didn't really want to fight that man. And after you see what I sent you, Ness, and he talking about, do I still got it? T.O., no, he fucking lost that fight, man.
He said, yo, you seen him. We going to talk about it today at 12, but he said he was trolling.
Man, you can see it in his face. He was like, oh, like, do I still got it, man? Yeah, but we'll talk about that later. As far as the Devin Haney, Loma going to step up now or fuck him. You feel me? I'm with y'all on that. And I'm not even too fond of Devin. I'm not the biggest Devin fan, but Loma need to step the fuck up now and fight that man when he ready or fuck it. Because like Danny said, bro, the man been giving enough Ramadan to get himself in this position. Now that he earned that shit, you're not about to tell me when the fuck I'm going to fight you. Either you're going to get with it or you're going to get, you feel me? We're going to keep on pushing. Like, this the Haney show now that he got the belts. Everybody talking about it's not about the belts. A-side ain't the belts. What the fuck make you A-side then? He the best fighter so far, like, proven in the division because he has all the belts. So if that don't make him the fucking A-side, what makes you an A-side? Because I'm still a casual, but to me, Devin Haney is the A-side as far as any position you put him in right now. See, even with Tank, it's like, okay, we can say that favorite fighter. Tank might be a better pay-per-view star, but in reality, in this situation, Devin has more to lose than Tank. You feel me? If we're talking, like, belt-wise or just, you know, as far as his legacy overall as well, like, when it comes down to that. So, to me, that's A-side. One other thing I want to tap on, bro called out Brandon Lenz. Yo, Brandon, man, you need to get right for TBV, man, because my boy, he didn't get knocked out by, what's that dude name? The heavyweight. I wanted my dude to get an interview on TBV before he, he was supposed to, not Forrest, Jeremiah Milton. You remember my boy? I tried to get my boy to interview for the Jeremiah Milton fight.
Oh, that was your Brandon, man, the big 400 dude?
Yes.
Hmm.
And then fuck around, Brandon, and get back to me. Sumter. You remember Sumter?
Oh, you called Brandon.
Yeah.
He answered?
Brandon playing, man. Y'all need to get him right. You need to get on his ass like you be on Danny's ass, man. Get him right for TBV, man. Brandon, you got to get right. So, yeah. And last thing I was going to say, Shakur and Devin, I don't think that fight gonna happen. Like, we saying 40,
We said 47. I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to play out like a Terrence Crawford, Errol Spence. Like, it'll be a lot of talk. It'll be a lot of hype. Negotiations going to sound good, but I just don't see it happening. And honestly, I wouldn't even be mad because I just feel like I just want to see both of them win. That's just my biased opinion. Yeah, they could get in there and bang, but I feel like it's going to be other fights that they can take. Like maybe, you feel me, if Devin get up and go see Boots or something. Like I think it'll be other fights that could play out compared to them two. But that's my call. Shout out to TBV. I'm getting back in tune. I'm back in country now. So I'll see y'all in the next show, man, because we on TOS. T.O., they gave T.O. that fight, man. So Devin really should go beat his ass at 140 just to get him out the way. If he ain't going to get Loma out the way, go whoop T.O. ass, because I just want to see him get fucked up like Cambosis did.
Mm.
All right, Tim. Appreciate
Thank
the call.
Thank you for calling in. Looks like, who is this in the 599? Rigo, what up? Damn, is that really Rigo? Oh, it is. Been a minute.
Yo, Devin Haney. Can y'all hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, so Devin Haney, you know, he's the undisputed champ, and Loma has been chasing that undisputed champ title. You know, that's what Loma's always wanted. So I think even if Bob don't want it in March, I think Loma will push for it because the chance might get away from him if Devin Haney says, you know what, that's that, I'm moving up to 140. So I think that fight will be made, and Devin is the A-side because, you know, he's the champ, and Loma wants that undisputed. He doesn't want to fight Shakur or anything for a vacant belt because it won't be for undisputed.
Agreed.
And then
well,
as far
right.
as the glove fit,
go for it.
You know, that's not up to – it's not Bud's fault. You know, the way the process goes, they get the gloves straight from Everlast, brand new. And the boxers choose them. They got to choose two pairs, one pair for the ones they wear, and then one in case anything goes wrong ringside. That was up to the teams. BOMAC and Bud chose, hey, we got the momentum. We're going to keep going. That was up to Ebenezer's team to say, hey.
No,
we
that
don't
was
want
up to the commission.
Going.
Yeah. It's not up to the fighter to say, yeah, he could fight me with the busted gloves.
That was on the commission,
not,
and the commission only.
But maybe Ebenezer's team could have said, hey, something about it. Now, if the
commission
chose not to.
Yeah, they could have protested.
Yeah.
They could have protested, like, nah, we're not going to fight if you're going to let him fight with those gloves, but, you know.
Yeah, and then, so then it falls on the commission, and the commission said, hey, I guess keep going. So that
they sure
it has nothing to do with Bud, you know. It has everything to do with Everlast and the commission.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for calling in, my friend.
Appreciate
it. Rigo calling in on a check-in.
All right,
we're going out to what looks like Rated Guy.
Make sure to unmute. Talk to us, champ.
Rated Guy.
Yo.
What up?
Not much. I just wanted to talk about the Devin situation and Shakur. I remember that guy, the caller, like two callers away. He was talking about, I liked what he was saying about wanting to see them win. And I want the same thing. Like, I don't think that fight is going to happen at 35. But here's what I think it's going to happen at 147 because Devin and unlike Terrence and Earl, Devin and Shakur know each other. And they both spoke into, and they said to each other on that FaceTime shit that they posted that they're going to see each other sooner or later. So I think they'll fight each other at 40 or 47. With Devin and Loma, yeah, I guess the people that are saying that Devin's the B-side, they're trying to say, like, Loma is the more skilled fighter, so that makes him the A side, right?
Based on his two losses?
I don't know. Like, what other reason would they say Loma is the A side?
The fact that Top Rank's not conceding or, you know, catering to Devin, it makes it look that way.
So that's what you think, like those fans that are saying, oh, Devin's the beast, give it up.
I mean, the guy with no belts is getting preference. So, yeah, I could see people thinking why Devin's the B-side.
Okay. No, that's nonsense. But, yeah, Devin and Shakur, I want that fight to happen so badly. Even though Devin's my favorite, I think Shakur is going to take it. But I just don't think it's going to happen now. I think it's just too not good of a fight to happen just right now, like out of nowhere. Like, I think that fight needs to be built properly.
Agreed. Which one? Devin Shakur?
Yeah,
Devin Shakur. That's just going to be a madness. It's going to be
I've told them that you know, it's going to be their Super Bowl. I think by the time it's said and done, the fight will have been built up. Their careers will have been you know, very well established at this point. By the time they get into that, it's going to be the Super Bowl to their career, in my opinion.
We'll see. I mean, you know, if Devin moves to 40, there's a lot of players at 40. Jack Catterall, Josh Teller, Tio, Ryan. I mean, Africa. We don't know. Is he going to make it to the finish line in that division? Alberto Puello. Listen, we're going out to Max Reno.
Hello.
Max Reno.
Max, talk to us. Going once for Max. Going twice for Max.
Who
next?
We got. Boom. Actually, D Quest. What up?
What's up, Ness?
Yes.
Ringwald Danny.
What up, champ?
Okay, here we go. Quick point. This thing with Lomachenko and Devin Haney, it's a major sticking point. I don't know if people know about this, but yesterday on Twitter, I saw that Lomachenko observes Lent, all right, just like Usyk does. They're, you know, Orthodox Christian Catholics, right? Now, the deal is that Lent goes from February to April 6th, and then Ramadan for Devin, because he's practicing Muslim, is from March to April 21st. So if both of these gentlemen are observing their religious holidays, how are they going to make this fight?
I mean,
because you see,
the issue is, first of all, because I know earlier, like, there is really no limitations on Lent. Like,
it doesn't matter. Again, we're getting away from the topic. We're not going to change the sport because Loma is everybody's favorite. You're not the A side. We don't cater to you. It just the way that it fucking is. Didn't nobody give a fuck? Didn't nobody give a fuck about Canelo, his religion, what food he ate or didn't eat? When Floyd told his ass, you fight me at 152, that's what you got to do. That's it. Like, all you do is making all these other excuses. It don't matter. The champion calls the shots. And we're not going to let it change because the challenger is Lomachenko and he's everybody's favorite. There's only one man.
We don't want to accept that as fans. And I'm with you 100%. But you got Bob Arum, though.
That's
you
all
got
right.
Bob Arum.
Bob don't got to get what he wants.
That's why he's saying May, though, Ness. That's why he's saying May.
And Devin don't got to take it. Devin don't got to take it. Just same way people were speculating that he would vacate after he beat Cambosos the first fight. He could vacate right now and move the fuck up. He could send a petition to WBC and a WBO and tell them they want to challenge both the champions up there. He could do whatever he wants.
Cool.
He ain't got to listen to Bob.
Let's do it. So Haney should move to 140, and I think T.O.'s performance was great for the Devin Haney and T.O. prospects because T.O.'s handler should know that if he touched Regis or Ramirez or any of them top guys, he go get his ass beat. So I think a T.O. Haney fight will happen because of T.O.'s terrible performance. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for y'all time. Appreciate love the show.
All right. Yeah, I don't know that the T.O. fight going to happen. I don't know that, you know, who are they recommending for T.O. next right now?
I haven't heard any possible names for T.O. as of yet.
Boom Boom Guy. Yeah, man, wasn't it? Is Regis or Josh Teller, bro? Boom Boom, what up?
What's up? All right, yeah, I definitely want to start by saying Devin Haney is the A-side. Undisputed, you know, back-to-back wins in Australia. He's the A-side. Loma is coming for the champ. He's given the opportunity to become undisputed. He's the B-side. Now, Top Rank shouldn't be catering to Loma to make this fight. I think more than Loma, they should be catering to Devin to make the fight. But more than Devin, Top Rank needs to cater to Top Rank. It's a fight. They got to figure out what's the best time to make the fight. You know, Devin is not an A-side like Canelo where any time they make the fight, it's going to do big numbers, even though this is free on the app. So I think Top Rank has to pick the right date to make the fight and consider both Haney needs and see if it's worth making the fight. And I think a lot of stuff is happening in March. You know, March Madness. So I don't think March would be a good time to have it. But I don't know the business side of it.
The fight would have took place by the time March Madness began. So,
well, I mean, like I said, man, I don't know the business side, but Top Rank has to figure out when's the best time to make the fight, not just going off Devin Haney not being able to make the weight or wanting to rush the fight. I think both moves are good. Devin Haney going to 140, a lot of good fights there. And if he dropped the fights, dropped the belts, 135, it'd be a fucking monster show for them belts. That's all I'd say.
All right, Chan. Appreciate the call.
And I believe that is everyone.
All right. Ringwalk Danny, Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. We are the Boxing Voice. On all forms of social media and wherever podcasts can be found, make sure to follow and tune in today, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, as we're back talking T.O. live from the Blue Wire Studios inside the Wynn Hotel and Casino.
All right. Peace.
Adios. Thank you.